Blog Talk Radio.
Number one show, Willie Dog, get the crown. It's your boy Chuck G. Willie Dog Show, baby. Push the one button. Push the one button. We grudge racers. Yeah, yeah. We grudge racers.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Good evening. Today is the 13th of doggone August. We finna kick this whole thing off. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to tell y'all in the beginning. We didn't do Ernie's Ask Ernie Tech Tips yesterday, so unfortunately we got to do it today. So y'all got to bear with me today if you want to hit the juicy stuff. You can go ahead and hang up and hope you can get back in. We got a couple of things to talk about. I'm gonna see can I get my man Atomic Dog on a little bit later. Him and Edmund Hall, I think they got a little something they might need to talk about that I've been hearing some undercurrents about. I didn't talk to nobody about it, but Tracy. You know, he was getting a race report and there's some undercurrents going on. So, Tracy, I know you're out there. Edmund want to come on a little bit later, and he got a couple things he want to say. I don't know how good or how bad it is because I don't rehearse my show. Also, we got, if you listen to Atomic Dog show, I mean, Atomic Dog was on a couple of shows. He was saying that the East Coast people don't travel. I got to admit, he's telling the truth, but that ain't my bag to argue about. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. That's coming up. We got a couple of things to talk about, upcoming things in Big Drags race, Running Brown's race, a whole lot of things we got to talk about. I'm going to try to do it in a short time, but I'm sorry, y'all. We got to get Ernie in because we took Ernie time yesterday waiting on to see was anything come up between that Tony Bynes thing that he wanted to say on Pro Stock Joe show. So we always try to be proactive and give people a chance to say what they're going to say before we jump the gun. But I'm going to say this right now before we get started. Instead of my prayer, I'm going to give you some food for thought. People, and I keep using this one because my man Nod and a couple more people said, man, that's true. And from where, the way I heard Atomic Dog talking, it might be he might feel the same way. He just trying to say it in a nicer way, y'all. People may not always tell you how they feel about you, but they will always show you. People may not always tell you how they feel about you, but they will always show you. All right, that's just one of my things. I'm going to make that my theme damn near every day because it happens every day in life. One more I'm going to throw on you right now that everybody can relate to. People will stab you in the back. Then they'll turn around and ask you why you're bleeding. People will stab you in the back and then ask you why you're bleeding. All right, with them two foods for thoughts, let me go and get these sponsors things out of the way right quick, like so we can try to get this thing out as quick as we can because I really don't want to have a show today because I don't want to start no trouble, but you know me, I will start some. Anyway, let me get my major sponsors out of the way. That's South Georgia Motor Post down in Valdosta, Georgia. They have a little for you bracket guys now. I know it's a grudge show, but we do all types of racing. We got a little bracket race going on down there. Heads Up Heavy, they call it. The gates open down there at 5 o'clock. And they got a little racing series going on down there. They qualifying at 6 o'clock. Gates open Friday, they qualifying at 6, and then right after qualification, they would have had the runs. The winner would be $1,000 winner, $200 runner-up, $100 for the semis. Tech cards are $50. If you want a first-round buybacks, if you lose, it's $30. If you want to just test and tune your car, it'll be $30. Entry fee, April, $10. They race all the way up to 11 o'clock. That's down in South Georgia Motor Parks in Valdosta, Georgia. And for the rules of each class they're having on down there, just go to www.racesgm.com. That's www.racesgm.com. And that's South Georgia Motors Park. The fuel, the need for speed. That's in Valdosta, Georgia down there. A little bracket race thing going up. Alright, we also got a little thing going up in Carolina this weekend. Let me see, can I get Jeff Miles talk about what's going on in Carolina right quick so we can help get this thing rolling, y'all.
Hello.
Mr. Miles, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
All right, you on the Doggone Grudge Management Show with Willie Dog, and you got the flow to tell what you got going on in your at your establishment this Thursday and probably this weekend, rain weather permitting.
I got you. We Thursday night we got the small block TNT on 28th, $1,500 in the pot. As always, it's a good little show. Been quite a variety of different guys winning it, so definitely ought to be fun. I think they're calling for a little bit of rain, but it's one of those pop-up afternoon kind of deals. So, you know, typical summertime stuff. And Saturday and Sunday, we got the Thunder Jam. It's we got two Nostalgia Funny Cars. We got two Fuel Altered, which is basically a funny car with no body on it with a top fuel motor in it. Kind of crazy. They run really fast. I don't want to call out no times on no grudge show, but they run pretty fast. We also got wheel standers. We got jet trucks, all sorts of stuff for the kids. So definitely a family event. You know, if anybody wants to come out Saturday, the tickets are $25 Saturday. It's a little expensive, but it's a pretty good show. So that's what we got this weekend at the House of Hook.
What about that Chi-Town Hustler? You got the Chi-Town Hustler now?
Yes, sir. The Chi-Town Hustler will be there. That's one of the Nostalgia Funny Cars. That's actually had one of the funny cars cancel on us, so we had to scurry and find another one, but we did find another one to replace it. And I think he's bringing a couple of old gassers with him, too, just as a little sideshow. Kind of be neat.
Okay.
Yeah, right, you know, you're an older fella, so you know what a gasser is, right?
Yeah, I know the whole thing. Yeah, they're ugly, too. Yeah.
All right, but I appreciate you giving me a minute to talk about it.
All right, no problem, Jeff. Is anything else you want to say, brother, before you go?
No, sir, I'm good. Anybody got anything later on, just give me a call, whatever. I'm at work tonight, so I'll answer the phone if I can.
All right, appreciate it, Jeffrey. Thank you now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Righty. All right, that was Mr. Jeff Miles, the owner of the Doggone Carolina Drag Strip over there. Got a little thing going over there. We're going to get back to some of the rest of the stuff yet, but we're going to go and try to get Ernie on here because you know how long it is, so we need to try to get him on here as quick as we can because you know he'll be on here all some shit going on.
Hello?
Oh, no. Hey, I need to speak to Ernie. How you doing?
Excuse me?
Yes, is Ernie in?
There's no Ernie here.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I dialed the wrong number.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, y'all, excuse me. Hey, I dialed 803. She said, you know, Ernie here. Boy, Ernie gonna kill me. I forgot I had the wrong number now. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all excuse me. 1-800-NITROUS. I'm about to remember that number, though. She sounded kind of sweet there. Boy, did I fuck up? Did I screw up that one, boy? I know y'all like to laugh at me, but fuck y'all. Legally, I pushed the damn one button to take your damn hand out. I was calling for your sorry ass about 5 or 6 times. You didn't even answer the phone. Legally, I see your hand up, boy.
Good evening. Copy car, can I help you?
Goddamn, Ernie, I just made a doggone phone call. Instead of putting 800 in there, I put 803 in the lady answered the phone.
Yeah, I heard that. You know, I figured out, you know what an old gasser is, don't you?
Yeah, somebody like you, old fucker. But, hey, Ernie, let me say this right quick. Bobo, are you standing by? If I can get you on the phone today, I'm going to let you bring up your topic. I didn't want to say that yet because I didn't know whether or not you was going to be around and say it because the topic I want to bring up, Bobo. So just stand by if you're on the phone, Bobo. All right, Ernie. Unfortunately, you know we had to take your hour, your time the other day. So you got to take hours a day. So everybody that don't like it, they just got to sit back and relax with it. So what you got going on today, Ernie?
I tell you what, everything's good. What I want to talk about tonight, and I'll make it short because a lot goes on the Tuesday nights, and I listened to that show last night, and it was good. It was a pretty good show. Kind of got heated there for a while. One of the things I want to talk about tonight, and everybody's guilty about it. Dog, you guilty about it. I'm guilty about it. I've done it, and that's trailer maintenance.
Oh, shit, Ernie. You're right.
And we've all done it. I mean, I've seen $200,000 race cars being brought into up here on a trailer that I wouldn't put a lawnmower on. You go out there and look at it, they got the wrong size tires, they got the wrong weight tires, the wrong class. They've got a regular automotive tire on it instead of a trailer tire. And the ply on the side of the tire is rated. Most tires are 4-ply. That's a car tire. When you get into trailer tires, you can go 8, 10, 12, 14, and 16-ply. My trailer has 16-ply tires because I have learned that going up and down these roads, and especially going through some of the mountains, you can wear the sidewall of a tire completely out. And if it's not designed for the load that you're carrying, it's going to blow the tires. I've seen it happen so many times. One of our racers that everybody knows around here, last weekend we got ready to go for a race, pro mod car, puts his car in the trailer, and then decides, hey, let's service the axles. Well, of course, you're going to do it Friday night. Axles burn up. Now you got to start over. Now, good thing it happened, he caught it at a shop and not on the side of the road. I've seen people, even with tractor trailers, that their rigs burn down for lack of maintenance on their tires and their axles. It's an extremely important thing. You've got all this money and all these race cars. You go down the road, and I know everybody wants to cut money, and somebody says, I've got a used tire, I'll save it $20. Oh, hell, let's put it on. It ain't going to. That's the most expensive money you can ever spend is putting a cheap tire on a trailer. It's going to blow out on you. If it doesn't cause you to flip your rig or lose control, these things are extremely important. Check the wiring. These DOT guys are really starting to crack down on cars and, any trailer going down the road, whether it's an open trailer, whether it's an enclosed trailer, whether it's a tractor trailer. I told a DOT man the other day, they're writing citations for one clearance light being out on a rig. So they're looking to make money. So do a safety walk around. Also make sure that if you're pulling a trailer, that it has brakes and that the brake controller is wired up. They're checking the brake controllers. These are little things that can cost you a lot of money. They're easy to put on. They're easy to maintain. And we're all guilty of it. Like I say, I've lost trailers. I've blown tires. I've wore out tires until I got smart enough to learn that put the right equipment on there, keep it up, and don't worry about your trailer getting you back and forth to the race car, to the racetrack. See, Doug, that's going to be one of the simple things tonight. I'm not going to be long-winded.
Honey, that ain't simple enough for Dad. You're telling the damn truth because I have a damn, every damn thing you said done happened to me in the last month. I didn't, like I said, I went up to damn Chicago, goddammit, I messed up two complete axles twice. It just so happened one of them, I was close to the racetrack on one, and the next one broke down right side of O'Reilly's. But I had to stop on the side of the road and fix them, and you damn sure right about them tires. But I'm going to tell you the truth, honey, I'm going to be realistic about it. You right about having the right ply tires, but normally your money be so short, we're going to take them damn shout cuts like I've a dumbass always do and put them the wrong size tire, the wrong kind of tires on there because I do it right now. So you dead ass right, Dorney. But if anybody
got you're not going to put cheap tires on your race car, and you ain't going to race unless you can get to the track. So if you put good tires on your trailer, you're liable to make it for 2-3 years without having to put new tires on.
Honey, don't say I won't put cheap tires on the race car, because when I'm running it, I goddamn sure take some and put them. let me see if somebody got a question. 248-0016, you got them cheap trailer tires?
I did. I don't anymore.
Lil Carter?
This Lil Carter, brother. You all right?
What you got for Big Ernie today, baby?
I just wanted to let everybody know that he just spoke gold right there, talking about those trailer tires. I had my first grudge race in Ohio a couple weeks ago, and on the way there, we actually blew a tire, and it was due to it was just worn out. And we was having some issues with that. Luckily, we was able to get it to the side and get it switched over. And also, a couple years back, a buddy of ours had a full race trailer, 28-foot trailer. You know, he had a tire to blow. And he lost complete control of the truck and trailer, and he pretty much lost everything. So that's just due to a tire. So I just want to let everybody know Ernie is speaking real gold right now. But I'm going to go back on mute because I got background noise. All right, Doug.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Check those axles, too, axles and axle bearings. Pull them off, repack them, and replace the inside seals. If you don't, packing the bearings ain't going to do you any good. They're going to get grit in them, and when the next thing that's going to happen is going to cut the bearings out, and you're going to be broke down on the side of the road.
I wish you had told me that. I damn repacked mine, and I damn sure didn't do the back thing is, the seal?
The back seal. Back seal and lug nuts are extremely important. Look at the studs. If you've got studs that are pulled or wore down at the base or lug nuts that don't fit the rims, get the right ones. I've had to put 15 lug nuts or studs in a trailer one time going to a race on a trailer I just bought. Had the wrong lug nuts on it.
All right, let me see what Leak and Leon got here. Let me see. Leak and Leon, 219-2285. This is Leak and Leon. Leak and Leon.
What's happening, dog? What's happening?
All right, you done pushed this one button. You better have a question for Ernie about something then, because you done had the damn one. You done had the damn button pushed. What's up?
I hit the one button.
All right, I know you did. You got a question for Ernie. This is Ask Ernie Day. This ain't talking shit yet, Day.
No, man, come on, man. Hey, Fred, what's happening, everybody?
you got a question for Mr. Ernie Ren?
No, I ain't got none. He make a lot of sense, and I know Simon did it, but I ain't going to call no name. It's a guy. I hope they listening real good, because they called all of us to stop and wait on the one that broke down.
But no, hey, you can talk about it, Leon. I mean, like I said, sometimes people need to hear this and stuff. They, like I said, we take this shit for granted. We just throw that sumbitch on there and go and don't even check none of that shit, man.
I do, but that my buddy, he don't do that. He just keep going, and then he calls all of us, don't get to the track on time, because we can't leave him on the highway. But I ain't gonna put him out there like that.
Okay. All right, appreciate it, Leon. We'll be back with you in a few, man.
Leon, I can't blame it on anybody. I mean, I've done it, I've done it more than once. I mean, that tells you how stupid I can be. And when, you don't learn the first time, the second time, I nearly lost a truck, trailer, nitro funny car, everything on 221 going up to Bristol, all because of tires and brakes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, all right, Ernie, Gils, since we didn't do it, Gils, what you got going on there this week? If anybody got any questions for Ernie, I need somebody to hit the one button. We need a couple questions in there. We still going to stay there for a minute, so you can't rush him off the phone. We're going to stay here for a while. But, Ernie, tell us what you got going on in the shop right now. We didn't do that commercial for the shop.
Well, what we're going to do for this month, we've got a new high-flow, max-flow nitrous filter. It's built in aluminum. It's got a 4-micron filter built into it. You can take it apart. You can clean it. Replace all those little blue screen fittings on your system that you've got now. Put in a regular fitting. Put this in there. You never have to replace it. It can be cleaned. It's about 3 inches long. We've got them in number 4 and number 6. And bringing it out as a new item, we're going to bring it on the Willie Dog Show, $58. Normally $75 filter.
Okay, Ernie. Now, if that's a filter, and you said take out the other ones, why eliminate your other filters? What advantage or disadvantage is there?
The filters, the little filter fittings you see mainly on NOS equipment, some of those other ones, the little blue fittings that screw into the solenoids, they'll have a little mosquito net in there. Well, that mosquito net creates, just by being there, approximately a 40% blockage. Once any piece of trash gets on it, I mean it, just anything, it automatically starts getting worse. It'll also oxide, and the corrosion will build up on it. When that happens, you won't be getting nitrous into the motor. You'll be chasing a tune-up problem. The motor will go rich, and if you're not real careful, you're going to either have a backfire or you're going to get a piston or two. Pull those out, put in a regular open fitting, put this nitrous filter in line near the solenoids. If you got two systems, you're going to need two filters. Put them in there, and don't worry about them. It's done. You won't ever have any more problems with dirt or flow restriction.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Now, they just had their hands up. They might not want them. 561-7628. I know they're going to be talking already, so I know he didn't want them. All right. Let me see. I got another 561 number. 561-9688. Go ahead.
No, that was my bad, dog. They put me in. Y'all put me in there.
All right, no problem. We can take you out there.
I'm gonna put my hand back down. Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right, no problem. Okay. 313-7047. You had something to say. 313-7047. No, they just making mistake. Yep, they got a lot of ministry. He might have been trying to come off mute. 313-7047.
What are they doing? What's happening, man? This is a friend from Never Shit, man. I'm at work, man. There's a lot of background noise.
Okay, friend, no problem. How you doing out there tonight, brother?
I'm good, baby. How about you, man?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. All right, we're doing our little tech talk right now. We'll get back with you later on in the show.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
All
right. All right, that's little Fred up there. Never scared that. Let me see. Lil' Carter must got another damn question. He pushed it again. Lil' Carter, you got another question?
Yes, sir. I got another question for Ernie. It's a pretty simple. It's a simple question, but you still got some people that don't really know the answer to it, including myself, because I'm still learning. Okay. Can you explain how to read sparks?
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Can I explain how to read spark plugs? I don't know if there's enough time. when I'm looking at a spark plug, I'm looking for a spark plug, number one, that's got a clean pass on it. That's a pass that you've made the run, clicked it off. As soon as you go through the lights or wherever you're going to cut it off, cut off the ignition, coast off the track. Get out, carry an extra spark plug with you, and a wrench. Pull out one spark plug, replace it with the one you brought with you, put it in the car, bring it back to the pits. Now we can read the spark plug as it was going through the lights. I'm looking for a color. I'm looking for the color to be normally about the color of cardboard. But I'm more looking at the electrode. That's the part that's coming up through the center of the spark plug. If you look at it through a magnifying glass, you'll see that it comes straight up and it's got real sharp edges on it, and there's a tabletop. I'm looking for any erosion on the edge of the electrode. Erosion will start wearing off the edge of it, or you'll start getting a little bit of bubbling or trash moving up. That's going to show you if you're getting excessive heat. The strap is the piece that comes off the side of the spark plug over to the electrode. It has a very sharp edge on it. I want to read those edges to make sure there's no bubbling on that edge. Here again, we're looking for heat. If you've got a spark plug that you take out and you look at it and it looks like you just took it out of the box, that's not lean. That is rich. Start taking fuel out of the motor. You've got to get it into where you've got some heat on the plugs. You don't want carbon down in the base of it. You'll start getting a heat line on the threads as you start getting closer to where you want to be. And like I said, you've got to have one in your hands to see all this stuff, and it's just about impossible to tell somebody what to look for. But if you look at these items, if it's pure white, it's rich. Because if it's getting on the lean side, you're going to start blistering the tip of the plug, the electrode, the strap. The ceramic will start getting little dots all over it. And those dots are the aluminum off the top of the piston going to the spark plug. That's what you're looking for that you do not want.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That'll be detonation. That'll be detonation pretty much, right?
Yes, it's detonation, and that's usually caused from it going extremely lean.
Yeah. You know what, Ernie? I'm glad you said that. Our Bread Man had a show, and he had Chris Nelson, and he had Jimmy Moreno on there, and they brought up the same question that we had discussed on this show about which condition is worse, fat or rich. Rich or lean, and they said the same thing we had said. They said you burn them up quicker being fat than you do being lean.
More motors. If you took 100 motors, 99 of them that are hurt because they're lean. Because they're rich. Because when people look at the spark plugs, they're not sure which way they go, so they just make it richer. I mean, we got to get color in it. Let's make it richer. Well, by the time you finally get a color in it, it's going to be black soot, and you're going to have a piston burn up in a cylinder. So always, if you see white, you've got to take some, and no other problems. No bubbling on the strap, no bubbling on the electrode. You've got to take fuel out of it. And look at the jets in the carburetor. This is something most people don't do. If you've got a 706, let's start off with a small block, 400 type cubic inches. You don't need 96 jets in the carburetor. You don't need a 1050 carburetor. what you need is about 82 jets, 84 jets in the carburetor. A 622, a 706, 88s to 90s. You don't need 104s. If you've got these big jets in your carburetor, you're going to chase problems all over that motor that you think are ignition, timing, nitrous, just the fuel pressure. You'll never get it right till you get the carburetor right first. And when they dyno a motor, yeah, they can put these big jets in there because they're looking for just normally aspirated horsepower. But when you turn on a nitrous system, you create so much more suction through that carburetor that those big jets will flood the motor. Something I always look at, and that's something we always look at when we get an intake or when we're working on somebody's car. We look at the carburetor jets and find out what size is in there.
That's pretty much dead on because we're actually facing carburetor issues ourselves now. And we went from that the big SC1 carburetor, and it was jetted at around 90, like 95 or whatever, and it just was not, it would not act right. And eventually, we tried to come all the way down into that, to the lower 90s and the upper 80s, and it, you know, the more we went down, the better it ran, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what it was, because it came straight off the dyno on motor, and we put it right in the car and threw a crap ton of nitrous at it. So.
Okay,
those SD carburetors.
Does the size of the carburetor have anything to do with it, Ernie?
Yes, it does. The SV carburetors, which are great carburetors, I love them. I've seen a couple of several of them at work. But one thing about the SV carburetors that if you're doing any foot brake racing, they're the worst carburetor in the world to have. And small cubic inches, they create a real problem. And the reason why they're creating a problem is they're a 5-inch bore with one throttle body. And man, when that thing breaks open, you suck all the air you can. But with a small cubic inch, unless you're turning a tremendous RPM, when the carburetor opens up, you lose the engine vacuum until the RPMs, it goes out, it stumbles, and then it picks up and starts running. And that's because you've lost all the engine vacuum. You've got to have that vacuum to get the fuel into the cylinders. So when you got something that big, you're going to have built-in problems unless you got a lot of cubic inches to carry it. That's the problem you're going to have with those.
Exactly. We were dealing with the car would run perfectly going down track, you know, and everything. The one problem we did have, the damn thing just wouldn't go on the trans brake. You know what I'm saying? That was what our issue was before. And it was just because it was just dumping so much fuel in there. And, you know, it wasn't able to hold it at a 3,200 RPM.
Well, what'll happen is once you go to the trans brake and go to the mat, the throttle body opens up, and when you open that throttle body all the way up, unless you've got a tremendous motor or a real high revving motor, you're not going to have enough RPMs to get the fuel flowing through the carburetor. It loses all the vacuum.
Exactly.
Okay. Look, Carter, you see that?
Yep, I'm here. I was just on mute. Sorry about that. But yeah, you speaking gold right now, Ernie. I thought I had you start with the spark plug question, so I guess I had to come back later.
That spark plug question, that's easy for Ernie shit.
I've seen enough of them. It's like trying to teach somebody how to play backgammon by reading the instructions. You just about can't do it. It's easy to show somebody what to look for, but it's really hard to tell somebody what to look for.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, Luke Carter, you got anything else for Ernie?
Not right now. I'll be shooting at him as long as he's on the phone.
Okay, well, shoot at him because I need somebody to stump his ass because he be bragging all the time. Can't nobody stump him. So if anybody out there think they can stump him with any automotive questions, shit, damn near, any damn near life type questions, y'all get him because I need to get him. He always bragging about it. He can't be stumped.
Oh, look at this. Listen to this.
Well,
the master
know,
of disaster himself.
I'm trying to get somebody to get you, though, because so far you've been batting 1,000. I'm trying to get somebody to stump your ass. I get all these text questions in to try to get you, but they ain't got you yet, though. So, and unfortunately today, we don't have anybody else. I just told a lie. I was finna say we didn't have nobody else, but here we got another call in here. 334-7453. Oh, that's Bobo. What the hell you want? I don't want you yet, Bobo, unless you got a question for Ernie.
Yeah, but I got a question for Ernie, but it may go on over to your segment for
tonight,
man. How y'all doing today?
Hey, doing great, man.
This is what I'm saying. I'm not trying to start anything or nothing like this, but I know it's been a big deal about tire size these last couple of weeks. Ernie, what's the difference between a 10.5W and a 29.11.5? Is there any difference?
Okay. The 10.5W, and I have a problem with you got to go back and start ask which manufacturer, because Goodyear makes a 10.5W that measures out at 10.5 inches. Hoosier makes a 10.5W that measures out at about 11.1, 11.2. The 29 tires will measure out, will measure out anywhere from 11.5 to 12 and change. You've got other manufacturers that they measure out nearly 13 inches. So it's not what size tire is it, because there's too many variables to the tire. If you say a 29 and 28-inch tire all run, then pull up to the damn light and run. Now, if you're going to put a width restriction on them, build a no-go gauge that's set at 10 inches, lock it down, bring the car up there at running tire pressure, put it on there, and if it don't fit, go back to the trailer. That's the only way you can do it, because every manufacturer, and Hoosier's probably one of the best at manufacturing a tire as needed. So you can't go by tire size, by physical size, 10.5W, 10.5, or 29. Even 30, it doesn't matter. They're all different widths.
You understand what he's saying? You understand what he's saying, Bobo?
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. Other words, because see, like, I had a little time on my hands today. I actually called Mickey Thompson, and they basically said the same thing that Ernie said, but he said all depends. He said you really have to measure the tire, and you have to measure the manufacturer.
What he said in layman's terms, where I can understand it is, and I just now, unfortunately, I was cheating because I just got the book and looking. I didn't even understand what it was neither. Mickey Thompson, where everybody was talking about on another show yesterday, is telling the truth, but Ernie just educated me then. I just looked at Hoosiers. The same goddamn tie is damn near 0.2 inch wider if made by Hoosier.
Yep.
And then what size rim do you put them on? Do you put them on a 10-inch rim, an 8-inch rim, a 12-inch rim, a 14-inch rim? All that's going to make the difference in your footprint.
Hey, Bobo, I thought you had him, and then when Ernie said that about the different manufacturers, then I looked at Hoosiers, and I said, damn, he right. And God damn it, Bobo, you almost got him. Hold on a minute. Lil' Carter finna get his ass, so I know Lil' Carter finna get it. Go ahead, Lil' Carter. Lil' Carter.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in on the tire issue. Because when they was debating that on Pro Stock show, I made sure I let Pro Stock know, by the numbers, they are pretty much essentially the same tire other than the circumference and diameter. But, Ernie, like, once again, both go. It all depends on the manufacturer. They all have different sizes between different manufacturers. I, myself, went to Mickey Thompson just to, to get a baseline. When I gave out the numbers that I gave out. And,
you're right. You didn't look at Hoosier.
I
didn't either. And when the other said Hoosier, I just was looking at him. I said, damn, that fucker done did it again.
Right. I just assumed that when the 11.5 came up, I just assumed that that's just the brand that he would have had if he went got the 11.5 with Mickey Thompson. Which, I'm definitely not sure what he had. But if it was a Mickey Thompson, it's not necessarily that different. So...
Ernie,
I guess you hit my button.
No, I don't touch your button, man. But anyway, you back here.
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah, Mickey Thompson, and like I said, unless you run a spec tire, and that means, okay, we're going to run Mickey Thompson's, we're going to run the 10.5Ws, and they're going to be on 12-inch rims, and That's it. And we're going to run this specific rubber durometer. Then you, if you do that, you're taking everybody's tune-up away from them. And I don't think that's right. Like I say, these cars have been running for years on the classes being a 28 or a 29 or the 10.5W. And Mickey Thompson, I think, was one of the first that pushed the 10.5W out further. It was still a 10.5W on the sidewall, but the tread got a little bit wider. So, like I say, these manufacturers will change a spec on them in a heartbeat when you get to tires that are just, you know, like you're very generic about what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't a certain tire Outlaw from Outlaw 10.5 in the ORFCA days? I believe it was a Hoosier tire or whatever, and Steve Kirk put it on his car and went out and laid down some crazy number, and they actually outlawed that tire or something?
Yeah, they outlawed that tire at that race after that pass. So people had to go back and buy tires because at that time another tire company was sponsoring the race, and when that happened, they outlawed the tire.
Damn. Yeah. Bobo, don't you go away, Bobo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead with it,
Doctor. No, go ahead.
It seems when it comes to the tire thing, Hoosier seems to have some of the trickiest tires in the game. I mean, they actually have a tire that is about the size of a W, but it doesn't
have Arnie, you trying to say Hoosier basically, if everybody else come out with one size, Hoosier seems like they come behind them and make the same size tire, but it's wider or something? Is that what they're doing?
Well, Mickey Thompson has a tire for the Pro Stock. And Hoosier has a Pro Stock tire, but NHRA will not allow them to run them because they have proven to be faster. So that happened a couple of times. In fact, Biddy Glidden was being sponsored by Mickey Thompson, and they won't even allow him to run Mickey Thompson tires at the events.
Yeah, he was the experimental car. Matter of fact, the tire tested for Mickey Thompson for a while there.
Exactly. But yeah, Hoosier will. If you got a 11-inch tire and it just says 29W, well, they're liable to make a 13-inch tire to go up under there unless you have a width designation. And I mean, when I width designate, I'm talking about footprint on the ground, not on the sidewall.
Okay. All right, anything else? Bobo, you hang around, because once I get this Evan Hall and stuff and Tommy Dog and Big Time and them and Peanut them thing out of the way, I'm going to bring that issue up if we got some time. So don't you go nowhere. I know you told me you might not be able to get over today, but you on here today.
Okay, all right, man.
All right, you got anything else for Ernie? You want to ask Ernie anything else on this end? Because the only thing we're dealing with now is Ask Ernie segment right now.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. Did you get any clarity out of that? No, I mean, I'm just saying, like Carter said,
you
know. Didn't I
just say you can't ask me that now? You just ask Ernie time now. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, all right. Okay, sounds good. All right, I'm going on mute, man. All right.
I'll put you on mute. You got anything else you want? Ernie, go ahead and talk. I got a call coming in. Let me see what they're talking about. Go ahead and talk, Ernie.
Well, what we're going to I'll give you a little information on our solenoids and bottles. We've got our new bottles out. We've had them out for a couple of months now. Max Flow valves. We've got them on sale for $175. We've carried that over. It was so good for last month. We've had so much demand on it. We've got the bottles in stock. They come with the number 4, number 6 line adapter, if you say you've heard it on the Willie Dog Show. So, you know, give us a call, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS. And that's what it spells. Give us a call, we'll help you with your problems.
Okay, honey, we appreciate that. If anybody got anything else for Ernie, let me know. I still got a couple of minutes. I got to wait. I can't get my other people on the phone right now. So if we got anything else we need to ask Ernie, if anything else you want to put out, you might be able to get out of here early tonight, brother.
Yeah, I'm looking for a pair of silver parachute packs. If anybody's got a pair of them out there, give me a call. I'm looking for a set. Got to be in excellent shape.
You serious on it? Why are you looking for money? Do people sell them things? How you get them used like that, Ernie?
Well, yeah, the Nitro Funny Cars, Alcohol Funny Cars, Dragsters, some of the Pro Mod cars, the guys will run the silver-coated parachute packs, and that's to cut down the chance of fire affecting your parachute. So I always like to use a silver-coated parachute pack than a standard pack. It won't burn away. And it's another safety thing. It's not needed. Yes, it costs another $35, $40 over the standard one, but I'm into making sure my parachute works. And with the jet car that we run, the jet hearse, we already got enough fire back there. If I have to put them out, I want to make sure that they go out.
Okay, I got you. All right, Ernie, I don't have any more hands up, Ernie, so if you want to go ahead and close this thing down, this segment down, we can go ahead and close it down, and we can call it a day on this intersection there. But we'll be back next week.
All right, dog. I appreciate you letting me come on tonight. If y'all got any problems with your system or your car, give us a call. Doesn't matter whose equipment it is. We'll see if we can help you and walk you through it. It's 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. If you need nitrous equipment, all you got to do is remember 1-800 and, hey, I'll call Nitrous. Maybe they've got it. We've got it. We can fix it for you. Direct ports, plates, anything you need, we have it in stock. Now I'm going to turn it back over to you, and y'all have a good evening. Love you, man.
All right, appreciate it, Ernie. Love you, too. I'll get ready to see you this week. Appreciate it, Ernie. Ernie Renz, y'all. Company called Nitrous Oxide Systems over there in North Augusta. We call it. Okay, with that being said, we had a little short thing with Ernie today. I know y'all was trying to get Ernie out of here because y'all want to hear some gossip. Y'all always be want to hear the bullshit. Y'all don't never want to hear the good shit. But anyway, Mike Hill, if Mike Hill is on the phone, hit the one button. Mike Hill, if you're on the phone, hit the one button. Mike Hill. We're going to see, can we do a little something before we get Atomic Dog on here. We're going to try to get Big Timer, Peanut, and Mr. Five Speed on there. They got a little discussion they want to talk about. See, can we get some clarification or something? We've been hearing some underlining stuff about it. Hold on a minute. I got a 501. I hope it ain't about for Ernie, though, because he's gone. 501-3705. What's up, bro?
Hey, Willie Dog, don't you give out a prize for the person that asks Ernie the best question every week?
Yeah.
Well,
we
had
no good question
week.
This week.
Yeah, I'm talking about last week.
You know, they wasn't, y'all didn't make it. What you trying to say? You didn't ask no question this week, did you? You got one for us?
I asked a question last week, and it was a damn good question. Both of y'all said it was a damn good question. But you know there were Arkansas calling, and your old lad didn't give out no prize.
Arkansas, if I didn't give out no prize, it must not have been worth the other thing, though, bro. If you want a prize, though, I'll give you a prize. I'm going to give you some good advice.
I don't need no prize. I was just wondering why you didn't get out there this week. It was a damn good question now.
Arkansas,
and
if
was,
you want a show, if you want
a
show, I don't tell you how to tell your stuff in your
information.
Show. Hold on a minute. Let me give you some knowledge. Arkansas, will you be quiet? Let me give you some information. Don't fuck with Scooby. Arkansas, you there?
He's gonna race Scooby soon. We see him again. Damn Scooby, and you too.
And I get Scooby to go to y'all ass this weekend, man. I get Scooby to go to your ass this weekend.
Tell him to get the Arkansas there. Tell him to get the Prescott. We'll run it. We'll give him $200 to get over here. Tell him to come on.
Bullshit. Don't make me get him on your butt, though. But now, just because we give out prizes, it don't necessarily we're going to give out a prize every week. If we have a hell of a question and a hell of a discussion, we'll give out a prize. But see, this is not our regular day to do it, though. We usually do it on Monday. And to be honest with you, I only do it if we got some good fan participation. Today, to me, we didn't get no good fan participation. We got a couple guys that come on and sell us something, but, you know, we need some good fan participation, though. Sometimes we give out it if we want it, and sometimes we don't. That's our privilege and our right to do that. It's that we don't have to give out of that.
It's all good. We appreciate what y'all do, though, because dudes be giving out some damn good information.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in and saying that, Arkansas. We appreciate it. Different people haven't said it, and I didn't say it at first, I think. These shows ain't no good without the participation. We can get on here, and if don't nobody participate, the show ain't worth a damn, because the fans and the people that call in make the show, not just the joker that's behind the damn thing talking. I mean, I don't have shit to talk about or the thing to do if y'all don't call and challenge me for shit, bro.
Already. Well, go on and get some shit started. Let me hear some shit talking.
Well, I ain't gonna get it started yet. We got some constructive stuff to do first, though. But okay, no problem, Arkansas. We appreciate it, man. And I know, if I come out, Atomic Dog hit the one button. I'm letting Atomic Dog thank everybody for coming down to races. And I know y'all came down there, and I heard him thank y'all for coming down to Arkansas, because we know y'all will travel and y'all will race when you travel. Atomic Dog, hit the one button. I know you got a show coming up. We're gonna try to get this in quick as we can and get so Atomic Dog can get rid of his show. Shit, we don't want to jam him up. Okay, Arkansas, I'm gonna leave your mic open. Atomic Dog, go ahead on, man. You can praise everybody about your show while you can talk about it. Let me see, can I get them other people on that has something they want to say to you, man?
Oh, yeah, dog. I just want to thank everybody that came out and supported Atomic Dog, showing up racing Grudge show down at Dallas Raceway. We had a good show going, dog. Like I said, we had some folks from Arkansas came out. I can't think of them guys' name, but I think they're on right now. We appreciate you coming out. Had Boom on Wheels and Scooby and Scooby, they came out. We appreciate it. Of course, you know, man, the big hats got to go off to, you know, Tony Boss Vines and his crew, Cowboy and Big Key. And, man, you know, we know Tony went through a terrible situation, man, and it just kind of showed the stand-up guy he is to even make that haul out here. So, you know what I mean? We really appreciate the fact that he showed up, because we got fans, we advertised it, we got fans and spectators and racers looking for it, and he's just a stand-up guy, man. I personally was looking for him not to come after what happened, but, you know, I had a conversation with him, and he did what he had to do to make it, and Texas really appreciated it. So my hats go off to Bob for that, you know. And also, I appreciate Jay Barnes and Mississippi Joe and Travis them. They came out and support the show. Appreciate that. On another note, you know, just like I said last night, if I'm leaving somebody out, man, I appreciate you coming out here supporting what we do out here in Texas. As everybody knows, you know, I've been lobbying real, real hard for the last 3 years now, trying to get guys from the East Coast to come this way. But the only person seemed like that, you know, hey, we get with a car to come was Tony Byers. Well, you know, we finally stepped up and got Mr. Firespeed to come out here. And I appreciate Mr. Firespeed for coming out here along with his crew with Cowboy and Big Time. You know, I appreciate them fellas coming out here also, man. It just, you know, we just kind of wanted to make a little bit more of it, but it didn't. But on the Grudge Inc. side, since I'm a Grudge Inc. member, you know, I'm going to keep it straight. That's just where I am. I'm going to tell it straight as it is. A lot of times, man, these shows, and especially from the Grudge Inc. side, you know, they're doing a lot of shows. And sometimes some of the people that advertise on the fly that was expected to come out here couldn't make it. And, you know, and I can see when I look at it, which I kind of saw it forthcoming, and it actually happened because of the races. You know, we push guys to go to Morocco, we push guys to go to Maryland, then you try to get guys to come way to Texas. That's a hell of a long way to do a lot of racing and say, you know, per se, 21 days. And so it makes it hard. So when that part came and it was time to come to Texas, you know, from the Grudge Inc. standpoint, man, it was a no-go. So there wasn't, you know, for me personally, it's been a Grudge Inc. member. You know, to me, it was a pretty big letdown. And I'm still pushing for the Grudge Inc. thing. And, guys, you know, we just got to work on trying to support, make the shows that we can make. But when it's a Grudge Inc. show, and it's a big show everywhere else, man, Texas is probably one of the farthest places away other than California right now. I was expecting more participation for some of these heavy hitters of Grudge Inc., and I was kind of disappointed that we didn't draw not a one of them, and because, you know, they had a couple of shows, like I say, Morocco, Indiana, and Maryland, and then come way to Texas. Things happen, people break their cars, we know that's a lot of travel. So that point there kind of soured me a bit, but, you know, I'm going to continue to work and try to do things a little bit on the different, a little different, to still try to make it happen. But, man, all in all, we had a great time, man. Here in Texas, regardless, if we just got our own, man, we're going to have a great show. But we're going to push it. We're going to make a great show out of it. That's what we do. But for the ones who did show up, man, Atomic Dog showing up racing and Grudge Inc., man, I just want to say thank you. You know, it meant a lot to me because, you know, I don't always be able to bring my car everywhere. I'm a one man, but if I can make it some kind of way and just show my face in a place, I try to make it. You know, I hadn't made it up to the Midwest yet, but I promise you, I'm going to make it up to the Midwest. Everywhere else out that way, I bet I'm going to make it to the Midwest. But what I did do to try to help support the Midwest is I sent my friend Jackie Deagle, he's Kid Duke, and they called me and asked me about it, and I pushed him and told him, man, yeah, you live up there with me, man, go, it's going to be a great event. Bruce, he's trying to do some big things. So I pushed those guys, you know, to go up to the Midwest to try to support their show, and I wasn't able to make it, but I still show my support to encourage people to go. All I'm saying is, man, look, that's a great thing when you can travel from different states to race guys around the world when you're especially claiming to be some of the best and baddest people in the country, in the grudge race world. All I'm saying, fellas, is that it's going to shortchange Texas, because Texas definitely have not shortchanged the East Coast. Now, we done brought
right.
people out to the East Coast in a lot of aspects, man. We done travel with folks on the East Coast more than two or three times. All I'm saying in return, man, if we're going to do this and try to be fair and be right about it, guys, sometimes, you know, make you some of your plans. Sometimes make sure in your schedule you count Texas. So Texas want to continue to come to the East, but I'm hearing words from folks up here about, you know, hey, man, I don't want to go back, man, it ain't right. I understand the feeling, man. I'm saying that, you know, we got to do a better job. We got to definitely do a better job against the East Coast to come to Texas. What it's going to take, I don't know. But all I can say, Tony Boss Byron, right now, my opinion, is holding up the East Coast when they talk about East Coast growth and coming to Texas. So, hey, man, with that said, dog, we can get to the other discussion that you want to have. But my hat's off to the Primetime crew and Little Red Riding Hood and the rest of the fellas, BET, for coming out here, man. Hey, I appreciate it, man. I know everybody can always make it. We understand that. I'm just saying, I hope the East Coast folks do a better job in trying to come this way to Texas. So we have people that's looking for y'all to come, and we definitely come to the East Coast. Hey, that's all
okay.
I got to say, though.
Okay, Tracy, I appreciate that. Now, with Tracy said that Martin Luther King long-ass speech there, we have been, you know, we got a lot of, as everybody know in this area down here in the South, Mr. Fivespeed, Edmund Hall, and them, they some popular guys down here, and he know he was supposed to go to Texas. He did travel to Texas to run Peanut. Now, we've been hearing underlining things that he didn't run Peanut, and it was a real. And some people were saying that they was disappointed because he didn't run Peanut, and then when he didn't run Peanut, he didn't run nobody. So I got on the phone right now. I got Peanut on the phone. I got Big Time on the phone, and Edmund, I think he should be on the phone. If he's not, he's charging his phone up. Do y'all want to address the issue? Because people were saying, why didn't Edmund run another car that y'all had? So y'all can take that discussion right now. So Big Timer, Peanut, y'all all on the phone. Y'all mic's open.
Okay. What's going on with Peanut? Tommy Dog, what's happening, Big Time, man?
What happened, man? What's going on?
Man, ain't nothing to it. But see, my whole thing is this. Everybody who is directly involved, they know what the deal is. And I'm not big on you and explaining myself, but I'm going to do it this time because, you know, I just get tired of hearing all the negative bullshit. But see, me and Peanut got together early that day. And see, well, we had talked. We talked to Peanut, me and Edmund talked to Peanut extensively before we even went out there. And one thing about Peanut, I talked to Peanut more than, well, we talked to Trace on the phone one night, but I talked to Peanut more than we talked to Trace. But from day one, Peanut told me, said, whatever y'all want to do. He said, I ain't going to make y'all do nothing. You know, you come out there, support the race, and we're going to do whatever was best. The race was a kind of, you know, the most funny grudge race that I ever been involved in. You know, usually, you know, you have one person locked in with one other person. In this situation, in case Peanut didn't have his car ready, we was to run either Roy James or a Tree Man. So Roy said out the back, you know, he didn't think he was going to have his car ready, so Roy was out. So now we going out there. We didn't know till we pulled up, we got on the property, if Peanut had his car, the GTO, ready or not. And when Peanut told us in the conference, he was going to be driving his car, the GTO, against our GTO. And so we get there on the property. Peanut said his car wasn't ready. Okay. So that put Tree Man next in line. To make a long story short, not to get long-winded, Tree Man worked on his car all day. Ain't no doubt in my mind he wanted to run us. I went and talked to Peanut about it a couple of times. Peanut said, hey, man, you know, we going, yeah, that's the, you know, we had a discussion about the lock-in money. And me and Peanut, we worked that out. It wasn't no tension like people trying to make it be. You know, we didn't have no problem about no money, about nothing, you know. So Freeman had a little problem, so the night went on. Make up mind you, it was hot as hell. We in Texas, so we didn't really start racing until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And so from about 11:30, Treeman, me and Peanut actually were standing side by side when Treeman made his last shakedown. And so we were standing there joking about it. And I honestly admit what I said to Peanut. I said, man, I hope he make a good shakedown so we can get on his ass, you know. And so, but he didn't make a good shakedown, so we went back, and they went back to working on the car some more. So now it's 12 o'clock midnight, and that pretty much sums up why we didn't run. You know, you had people coming over to the trailer telling us, man, if y'all run Peanut had two other cars there. He had two other cars, a top sportsman car, a 10-5 car there. So people started coming up, man, asking us, we going to run this car, but we going to run that car. You know, but make a long story short, that was what we was there for. We was there, as long as Tree Man was trying to get his car ready, we was in line to run Tree Man, you know. And so, but if anybody got any questions any further than that, you know, y'all can go ahead and say what you got to say. But to think that we went 650 miles to not run nobody and to try to put a negative shadow on us, you know, I mean, you got to be a little off in the head or something, you know. To think we just go way out there and deliberately not run nobody, you know. So anybody got any questions, you know, I'll answer them. I'll help them to answer them or do whatever y'all want to do.
All right, y'all got anything to say? Because the word got back was they did not run Tina, they did not run Tree Man, but y'all had another car that y'all wanted to run, and they said they didn't want to run that car. Tracy didn't say it, but people were saying that the other car that y'all had to run, that Mr. Fire Speed and them was scared to run that car. Anybody want to address that now?
I mean, for people to say we were scared to run the car, I mean, we ran Travis Harvey in Rockingham, who'd have been 389, and this car here, you know, not taking nothing away from Peanut, but this car, I don't see that car run. It was nothing about that car that would have scared us, dog. I mean, that's somebody talking who don't know nothing about racing, but that you know, the name of the game is pick your trouble. And long as Tree Man over there working on his car, the agreement was we were locked in to run Peanut in the GTO. We would go, if Peanut weren't ready, we would go run Tree Man or Rajay. Rajay wasn't ready, so Tree Man was in line. Long as Tree Man around there up until 11:30, 12 o'clock, we was under the track curfew was 2 o'clock in the morning. We was under the impression that all the way up to 12 o'clock that we were going to run Tree Man. But nobody go, like I said, Tree Man was a stand-up guy. Tree Man, he came over to the trailer and talked to us at 12 o'clock. We had no problem with what he told us and what happened, you know. And so to push him out the way and to say we're going to go run Peanut, talk sport, because Peanut wasn't on us about running that car. You know, Peanut told us that he would run us in that car to make, Peanut deal to me was he would make sure we got some action. And that's what he did. And we would have had the action with his top sportsman car if Tree Man wasn't in line to get his car ready.
But okay, so in other words, you're saying basically y'all was down at the race. They just basically didn't have nobody to race y'all. It wasn't that y'all was scared because everybody was saying why they didn't run that other car that y'all they had down there. I don't know what other car they're talking about. So, I mean, you know, the word just, that's what the word got
right,
back.
It was another one of Peanut's top sportsman cars. But the deal is when you have a locked-in race, just like we was up there in Rockingham. You know, when you locked in to run person, and you go out there, okay, and we break running somebody else, now we got to pay punk out money over here to this man. So we done made the shakedown we need to see. So we waiting on this man to get ready. That's just racing. You know, I mean, anybody don't understand that, you know, y'all need to go get a racing encyclopedia or something. You know?
Okay, but now we got the principals on the phone, and he done explained it to you. All the people that was talking, I see a couple of you on the phone that said something. Now, if you got a question you want to ask them while they on it now, you need to ask them right now because, like he said, he don't usually explain himself, but he due to the public demand, he's trying to explain himself. So if anybody got anything they want to ask him or anything they want to say, you can push the one button now. If Peanut, Atomic Dog, or Edmund, anybody got anything they want to say, let's go and get it out now and let's close this chapter.
I was this Peanut. I wasn't upset about it, you know, because we had discussed what it was. But I mean, I would have ran him with my top sportsman car, like I told him, you know. I when I drove in the track, I told him, well, my top sportsman will be here because my other car is not. But when, and I understand that point. When you make a deal with somebody, you made a deal. You know, I go along with that because that's the deal we made.
Okay, well, let me be the worst case scenario guy. So in other words, Peanuts, you saying the car that you was trying to run him with, that wasn't the car they locked in with? Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely right.
Okay, big time. Let me ask you a question then, since everybody else scared to say it now, since they hide behind it, they throwing rocks and hiding their hand. Okay, they said, why didn't you take the punk out money from the car that you supposed to run and went on and ran the car that he was trying to run you with?
Why didn't we take the punk out? Well, the way we did the punk out money was kind of funny. We didn't have punk out money for two different cars. The way we had it was, like I said, Peanut guaranteed us action. And so Peanut gave me the choice of whether we wanted to run Tree Man or his top sportsman car. And so me and Edmund decided we would take Tree Man, and since Tree Man was there before the top sportsman car even showed up. So Tree Man had been wanting to try as I feel anyway, so he was there working on his car, and so he was next in line. And so if the only way we would have ran the top sportsman car, if Tree Man would have came to us about 10 o'clock and said he couldn't be ready, we probably would have ran the top sportsman car. But up until 12 o'clock, Tree Man was under the impression that he was going to be able to get his car ready to get on us. And, I'm not going to take away action. You know, me and Peanut rode off and talked by ourselves, and we came to that deal. And so, you know, that's pretty much what was lost, you know. But, I mean, you know, you got people that's going to make – if we would have ran the top sportsman car, it would have been something negative said. If we didn't run it, it's something negative said. But the bottom line, they treated us good out there in Texas. I don't have no problem the way they treated us.
That's what I was
going to
say. So you still had a good time, Big Time?
We had a ball, man. That was the biggest turnout I've seen in the track this year. A hell of a facility. Tree Man was standing up, guy Roy James, man, we'll go back to Texas for them guys anytime. So when they get the
car. Hold on, I got a hand. Let me see if they got anything. 504-9594. You got something to say about this situation? 504-9594. You got something you want to say?
Let me see.
Okay, Big Timer, Edmund, Peanut, I reckon that doesn't explain it all. I mean, I don't see nobody want to complain or nobody saying anything different, so I reckon that situation might be dead then.
And this drives me. And see, Big Timer, that's why I let Big Timer talk, because a lot of times people say that I twist things and stuff like that, but if they got this, he spoke it plain and clear. And that's exactly what happened. I enjoyed myself. I ate too much. That I had to, you can, all you had to do is say you were hungry, and you get something to eat. They treated us good. I had a good time. They gave what they said they were going to do. I have no complaints about nothing that went on. I had a good time. I hate that I didn't get a chance to hook nobody, you know. And I know a lot of people say, well, why didn't he make a full pass? He didn't make a full pass of it. You know, why wear out equipment? You know, I'm going to wear my equipment out. I mean, my man, I'm going to wear my equipment out on somebody's tail. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be running up and down the track. And then in the past, I done went out there and made a full pass, and everybody else can't get down the track. And I go all the way down the track, and now nobody don't want to run. So I didn't want to create that scenario. So that's what I did. I went out, and I tried my best to lure somebody in to get some action. And the Tree Man said he would run. He came over and told he would run. And that he said, Big Time, I said, we're locked in with the three cars. That ain't the way I understood it, but I'm going to let it go like that. Either way, we were going to run Tree Man. So we waited on Tree Man. I didn't want to go out there and run no top sportsman car. Whoop the top sportsman car. Oh, he just wants, he jump on a car that he know he can whoop. Why he going to jump on Galen Smith? Why he going to let Galen Smith play his blower car, his EDRL car? I heard all that. I heard all those scenarios. Why you won't run Galen Smith? Why you won't run Galen Smith? Galen Smith over there, he got a car at home. Let him go back home and get out. I don't run blower cars. I don't run ADR air cars. You know, I got caught up in that mess before. I'm not. I'm going to run whatever I agreed to run. I agreed to run Tree Man, Rod James, or Peanuts GTO. Cars that are capable of outrunning me. Cars that are in the class my car's in. So that if I lose to that car, they got a right to beat on their chest. I go out there and shake a tire against this top sportsman car that ain't got a prayer in hell to whoop me if we're on a good track and I made a good pass, and then he put me, now he beating on the chip. And I said, and that thought the Jekyll and Hyde. The Jekyll and Hyde guy stopped at my trailer, headed to the staging lane, the one with the white car, the one that drive the white. I don't know which one Jekyll and which one Hyde. One
that's
of them
Jeff,
white and one
Jeff.
Of them white. Okay, well, Jeff stopped at my trailer. He said, about 10:30 that night, he said, man, I see you just probably won't, don't look like you're going to get no action. But I said, he said, but if you just want to run, he said, if you give me the back tire, you give me the back tire, hit or something like that, and then all the money. I put up 25 to his dollar and get him the back tire. I told him, no, I didn't come out here to do that. I said, if you want to run me, you get in the other lane and let's get out like that. I said, now, if you want to do that, we ain't run like that. But he said, no, I was just trying to give you a run, man, you know. It looked like you ain't gonna get no run out here like that. And I told him, no, I didn't want to accept that offer. If he get in the other lane and get the money, then I'll run him like that. But I still waiting around on Tree Man. A Tree Man came over at 12 o'clock, told me, man, look, if I can't get my car straight, this and that and other, you know. And he said, he ain't gonna fool with it no more. And like, because he didn't go too straight on his last 6,000 run. And so, and then we left it at that.
Okay, well then you can't explain it no Ben, y'all and explain it. Peanut, you and Tracy got anything you wanna say? Otherwise we can let y'all get on out of here, brother. Because I know Tracy got another show to go to.
No, I mean it's pretty where it went. It just the only thing is just, you know, we advertising and we actually the fans kinda want to see a 5-speed car run, so Peanut was just gonna say, hey man, I know I can't outrun it with my car. Be running South Portland car since we advertised and running show enough. That was still showing up car. You know, we just trying to give the fans some more action. Peanut was putting up the same money, knowing that hey, only way he got a chance in hell to win if 5 feet don't make it down the track. So, and that's the only deal. I mean, I appreciate him coming out here, man.
Okay, now I'm glad you said that. Now that goes into another segment, and I didn't want to hold y'all, but that brings up a good thing. Now, a lot of people might, I ain't say nobody said this, but a lot of people might say, oh, that was false advertisement because all they did is they got us to come to the track and say Mr. Five's people was going to run. But in this here instance, the cars just, the man that Five's people was run just couldn't get his car right. Is that what happened, Tracy?
Yeah, what happened, this is the biggest thing. Every show you go on, 5-speed bad boy, you can't take nothing for him. You know, 5-speed is a grudging Pro Mod champion. And we advertise that out here. Now, you know, you got to be a bad boy to be the champion. So, you know, we look at, well, we advertised it pretty good. He came out here, but, you know, hey, people wanted to see him. They ain't never seen a lot of people out this way. Don't know 5-speed. The deal was, you know, we was hoping that, hey, he run, get the money he going to get for making that pass. It'll be another couple thousand dollars for him, you know, making that pass, another $2,500 or whatever for him if he made that run. And the fans would have got to see it go there. And, yeah, can he outrun Peanut South Portland car? Yeah. But the fans would have just loved it, you know, just to see it. And that's what we were shooting, to try to give the action for the fans. And the expense is going to be at the price that we're paying out the run, you know. So have an extra couple thousand dollars for 5-speed. And yeah, you know, all you can do, dog, is try. And it did happen. But we appreciate him coming. And hopefully we'll do it another day and have more calls at Cowboys.
And I hope that Peanut get his car ready, Roger Ham get his car ready, Tree Man get his car ready. You know, I like the atmosphere out in Texas. I don't mind traveling. You know, everybody talking, man, you went way out the way out. You ain't no way out there to me. There ain't nowhere for me. I don't mind going to a good race. I have gone to Wisconsin. Wisconsin is 1,100 miles for me. I've been to Martin, Michigan. It's 1,055 miles for me. There ain't nowhere to go right there to Texas. You know, it's not a bad trip. It's not a bad road going out there. You know, it takes us no time to get there, you know, and no time we come back home. So, and, you know, I can go to Texas. Hell, I went to St. Louis. I used to go to St. Louis eight times a year. I used to go, and that's the same distance. It's 600 miles to St. Louis, and it's 630 miles to out there, that track out there. And I said, and I used to go to St. Louis six to eight times a year to race, you know, so. But right out there, they race it, you know, ain't no big deal, you know. People that make, if you're really a true racer, you know, you'll make it happen, you know. And
yeah.
I got to you, please. Enjoy
yeah.
my.
Okay, hey, with that being said, fellas, all y'all seem to be standing up. We're going to let y'all get on out of Peanut, you got any final thoughts you want to say before you hang up, my brother?
I was just telling Mr. Five Speed, I appreciate y'all coming down, man, you know, and hopefully here in a race here pretty quick that we'll still get to hook up, you know. I mean, I was just, you know, I guess to say that, I mean, I hate Tree Man wasn't ready, you know, because he did need to put that Texas ass whooping on, you know. But, I guess he left me to do the dirty work, so I'm out to put that Texas ass whooping on you.
You know we're going to fuck you up now, P.J., for saying that.
Well, you know, hey, man, I'm good with that, though. You know I'm good with that. I told you, I'm good with that.
Peanut,
keeping it real. All right, with that being said, Big Timer, what you got to say, man? What you got to say, Big Timer?
I just got to say, man, you know, there's a lot of people that kind of undermine other people in racing. And they'll find, like I said, it was a positive track. You know, for the time we got there, a hell of a facility. You know, like I said, Peanut and Tommy Dow, they were number good to us at the track. And so people are taking little comments that's made by whoever started, and they are taking it and run with it because they might not like Mr. Five Steve. You know, and people ought to be surprised who knows who and who talks to who. Because we hear all, Edmund called me here, somebody called him with some bullshit. Somebody called me, and you know, but all that bullshit, man, we all in this shit to try to race. And get a gate like what they got out there. That's the main objective. You know, so
wait, like you said, now, I'm glad. See, people say I start a lot of shit, but see, that's one thing about me. When I hear that bullshit, I want to hear it from both sides so we can get this shit resolved. And so all the people that's talking that shit, if they're listening now, then they ought to stop saying that underhand shit if they don't want, because I will bring it out.
Yeah. So see, don't come to me with what somebody said. Give me a name. So one thing about me, I'm gonna say to your face, If I would have had a fucked up time out there, I was going to tell Peanut and Tommy Dog in their face, Peanut and Tommy Dog, I feel like y'all shitted on us, and we ain't never coming back to none of y'all race. I would have told them to their face. But from start of the day, from when we got there that morning to when we left there, we probably pulled out the gate at 1:45. You know, it was number low. You know what I'm saying? So to hit them negative comment kind of, it bothered me. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, you know, goddamn, you know, I thought we got the short end of the stick of really not getting the run. But, you know, it's just people just carry, take negative shit and run with it, you know.
All right. Well, then, Evan and Atomic Dog, whichever one of y'all want to go first, go ahead with y'all final comments on this tonight, brother.
Well, my final thing is just, hey, man, the race is over. It was a good show, man. It was hot as hell. We always hit hot in Texas. We had a lot of people out there. We had a good time once the sun went down and we're racing our bike. All I'm going to say it again, you're going to hear me see it until it happens. We just love to get more East Coast cars to come out to Texas, man. We'll have a ball, but we definitely want to come back to the East Coast. We don't need these guys to stop coming. That's all I got to say.
And what I got to say, bro, I'm going to promise the spectators out there, when I come back to Texas again, y'all better have something for me to get home to. Because if I don't, God dang it, I'm going to run them one of them golf carts. I'm going to y'all go along with them God dang golf carts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through there on the end.
God dang
it. I'm going to go through
there on the end.
God dang golf carts.
Right. Yeah. 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 Shout out to the new champion.
And you keep on asking about that Stone Cold car, tell me, dog. And it might fuck around and see him out there and chase it down on your ass now.
Hey, watch this. December 7th, Dallas Raceway.
I just got a damn text in and said, Tracy talking all that shit. I ain't gonna say who said it. Said Tracy talking all that shit. He didn't run nobody either. See now,
I know. You gotta know how hard I was that I didn't run. If I let go of that damn transmission, you just don't know how hurt I was.
Now, Tracy, I ain't got no name on this here, but I got it's a phone number. I ain't gonna tell the phone number, but that's what they said. They said Tracy talking all that big shit, but he ain't went nobody neither with that goddamn.
Hey,
with that pretty ass show car.
When you break it, you break. When you know,
yeah, Tracy. Hold on, Evan. Y'all don't y'all go. I know. I'm along with it, but this is a teachable moment. Now I did see the video. Now just think if goddamn it, Atomic Dog hadn't been real fast. That could have been an ugly-ass situation with that car jumping in reverse like that.
Yeah.
If anybody, I don't know, Evan, did y'all see it when Tommy y'all tried to make a pass and the car went in reverse? Did y'all see that?
Oh, yeah. Like a trans, like a low gear was running out there, and when he hit the trans brake, the car went back. Yeah.
Right. hold on a minute. We got a fan with a comment, though. Lil Carter, what's your comment? You got a comment for somebody on the phone?
Yeah, I was just, you brought up that situation where Common Dog transmission had a malfunction. That right there alone just shows how dangerous it is to be all on the starting line. I mean, we've had a situation exactly like that happen up in Michigan. And luckily, you know, nothing bad came out of it. But, I mean, you never know what's going to happen with these cars. You get a car up there, you know, you might get up there motor purging and might backfire. And who knows what a fly off a car and hit somebody, you know what I'm saying? Or a car acting up like that going in reverse. You never know. We need the fans to pay more attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Look, I appreciate it. Trace, I got two things for you. Don't y'all. I said before I let you go. Trace, I want you to tell. Was it you just fast? You put on the brakes, or how did you stop the car from going back? And I got one more question after you answer that.
No. As soon as it did it, I automatically started hitting the brake, man. It's just a reaction. My natural reaction, it wasn't lightning. My reaction made me hit the brake. So.
You was goddamn fast on it, boy, because you goddamn sure did the hell of a job, goddamn it. But now I got one more thing. They said bring that pretty motherfucker show car you got. I ain't going to tell you who said it, but it's somebody named
you.
Hold on. They said they'll lock your ass in for October the 19th at Cold Killer Race with Stone Cold car.
I got a race out October 19th,
dog. Okay. All right, the four guys that's on that Peanut, Big Timer, Evan Hall, and Tracy, y'all ain't got nothing else, man. We're going to let y'all go. I want to appreciate all y'all for coming on here. And also, you know I got to send a special shout-out to my homeboy, Mr. Firesteed, and him and Big Timer. Ever since I know them, they've been some stand-up guys, and it's good that they came on and explained it. It's good that Tracy and Peanut came on and stood in the paint with them for them to explain it. So, but Mr. Firesteed, I think what everybody was saying now is, even like you just said it yourself, since people didn't really know you out there and they heard about you, they did want to see you make a damn pass. I think that's what they're saying now.
Right. They want to. I understand now, but I was trying to, I was in race mode when I was there. I was in locked in race mode. And when I'm in locked in race mode, just like I've been rocking in, I sit around and wait on my man. I go out there and make me a pass. I feel good about what I did on that shakedown, that first shakedown. I'll sit there and wait on my man. I don't want to go out there and keep running the car just like Tracy did. But Tracy went out there and broke the car. You know what I'm saying? If I go out there and break, I hate to pay fuck out money. You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Edmund. A lot of people don't understand that. It's right. If you're out there for a grudge race, well, sometimes you don't want to just go out there just for no show because you're out there for a grudge race. But, Tracy, they don't Tracy. For some reason, they ain't giving Tracy no respect. Tracy, they said, what about September the 22nd at Big Greg's benefit race? They said they still want your ass with that Stone Cold car.
we'll see what happens, dog. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
With that being said, we're going to let y'all go then. Big Time, Peanut, Edmund, and Tracy, we appreciate everything, man. We're finna let y'all go. Okay, brothers?
All right, dog. I want to mention my race up in the House of Hoops, September the 14th, $10,000. Big time shootout.
Oh, okay. Okay. Evan, is that your race? Is that your race, Evan?
Yeah.
Is that your race, Evan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. No, okay. You come on in. We're going to advertise that. We'll be getting on that anytime you want it, brother. Just give me a call. Anytime you need to advertise that, my brother.
Okay. All right. I didn't want to mention that race then.
All right. Okay. Y'all take care now. That's Evan Hall, Mr. Feinstein, Simon, Peanut. And Trace, I'm finna go ahead and let y'all get out of here. I'm finna cut y'all off. Alrighty. Trace, you got anything else you want to say, Tracy?
No, I'm fine. Appreciate it.
Alright, go on mute then, brother. I know you gotta go to your show pretty quick, but we got a little topic we gotta get going on there. I'm finna go ahead and mute your mic out now there.
Okay, let me show you something before you do it, dog.
Go ahead.
Got a topic we need to talk about. What's happening at the track, man? It got to be with smack talking. They grow up with it. Is it good or bad? If it gets out of control, who is fault for trying to help straighten it out? Hey, man, you can call the Tommy Dog Talk Show at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, and that number is 646-200-4419. 646-200-4419. Y'all come on over. Tony Dog Show go off.
Thank you,
Doc. Yeah, I'll try to be gone by then. We'll try to do that, Tracy. All right, appreciate it, brother. Thank you for coming on, Tracy.
Okay.
You might want to hang around for this next segment. You might find out something. But I don't know. All right, people, thank you. All right, people, a lot of people on these shows, I done heard it a lot of times, and a lot of people done said it, that a lot of these people on here, and I think what it is, they think, you know, they hear the regular people on here all the time, the Tight Man, the Dog, the Nas, the Nephew, Mike Hughes and shit, and they think that we are above human people, above people. There's no big guys on my show. Now, it might be, you know, ain't no big guys on my show, and I said it to say this here, anybody can call me with a topic that's worthy of saying something about it, whether I think so or not. I still present it because, like I said, if you think it's big, then it's big to you. I say that because, you know, I was working in the industry for 38 years I worked in the industry. What I mean is the industry where, you know, I was a supervisor and I had supervisors. And a lot of people don't understand that even the race teams, and I can say this, that might help the race teams. If you got a race team, I don't care if it's the guy that checked the tires. He just as important damn near as the man that drives it. If he messed around and put a pound too much or a pound too little in the tire, that's going to mess up the run, just like the driver red light. So what I'm trying to basically tell y'all to relate to racing, everybody that you associate that says on your team, treat them like they equal. Don't go around trying to treat somebody just because he might be the guy that washed the car. He might be the guy that washed the tires. He just as important as anybody else. Otherwise, you wouldn't have him doing it. And that's just treating him human. I said that to say this here. I got my man, Bobo, from Alabama. I met him down there with his doggone, his lovely daughters, his twin daughters. And he had a topic that he wanted to bring up. Let me see if Bobo out there still. Bobo, you still out there, Bobo?
Yeah, I'm here, dog. I'm here.
Okay, now, Bobo was a regular guy there. He said I was Facebooking him and on Grudge Racing, and it was like I had been knowing him for 50 years. So when I finally went out to Montgomery, I met him and his daughters and everything. We took pictures together and everything. And a real nice fella, and don't bite his tongue, but, you know, he said what he wanted to say. So I said it to say this here. He had a topic that he wanted to discuss that he put on Grudge Racer board, and his topic was, does grudge racing make you a grudge racer? Does grudge racing make you a grudge racer? Now, with that topic, Bobo, of course, now I'm finna put your ass on the hot seat since you said it. What is your definition of a grudge racer, Bobo?
I mean, heart and soul guy that'll just get up to the line. Hey, I think I can beat you. And, you know, like, just say, like, back in you and my daddy era, like, when y'all came out, shit, if y'all did it on the street, a cop pull up, y'all didn't give a damn what it looked like. That was your street. You wasn't going to let him come there and take your street. So you did what you had to do. You protect your home or you go try to take somebody home. You know, I feel like grudge racing is when you're trying to get that man, you know, you're looking at that man and they go, if you think you can beat it, you snatch his heart out.
So, okay, then, okay, now, that just means grudge racing. Now, grudge racing is what you do. A grudge racing is a person, so tell me what the difference between grudge racing and a grudge racer.
I think a grudge racer is that person that wants to tear your heart out regardless. And like you said, trickery is part of the game. You know, if he feel like he got to get the ups on you to do this, get the ups on you to do that, you know, he put his heart and soul into what he's doing. Like, you know, like you got love for this here game. You know, some people say they got love for this game, but, you know, just say, like, you know, you say, if you could afford it, there wouldn't be a bitch on this board or on Grudge Racing that could fuck with you. Now, you know, if you could afford it, I feel like you are a true grudge racer. You know, I feel like Boss is a true grudge racer. You know, it's others out there. You
okay,
know
now I see your point. See, to be honest, when I was asking them questions, I had way seen it, but then I wanted you to see it to make sure I saw. Basically, what you're trying to say is, I'm a grudge racer. If I can do it, I will try, motherfuckers. Is that what you're basically saying?
And you tell me, am I lying? Did I lie on you?
You ain't lied yet. You ain't lied yet, my brother.
Yeah, okay, that's all right.
With that being said, hit the one button and get a brother some love, y'all. Show the brother some love and shoot something by him and see what he said. Because, like I said, you know, these shows ain't no good unless we got some fan participation. So somebody hit the one button. And Bobo, the question that Bobo wanted to know is, he said, does grudge racing make you a grudge racer? Because that do make sense. And I'm going to give another example in a few minutes. I think he might have talked about it to show you that sometimes just because you grudge race don't mean you're a grudge racer. Let me see. We got my man Dolomite. Go ahead on, Dolomite. What you got for Bobo?
What's going on, dog? What's up, Bobo?
What's happening, Dolomite?
Not much, my brother. Let me ask you a question. How long do it take for a man to become a grudge racer? Is it the first time he go out? or when you
damn good question, Dolomite. Damn good question.
Now, see, Dolomite, me, it depends on that man's character. It's not when he goes out. It's how he goes out. He may go out and get his asshole blown all the way out. Okay, take for instance, okay? Look here, 2 years ago, DJ Grant made a video. I ain't trying to use your son, you my homeboy, but he made a video that he was going to be the baddest man with a stock suspension car. That video, I looked at it again today, that video did not say I'm the baddest man on a 28-inch tire. He was going to be the most feared stock suspension grudge racer. So he hadn't even said he had a race, but we felt like he was a grudge racer at the time. You know, it don't matter when you come out, it's how you come out, I believe.
Okay, now hold on. I'm glad he said that. I'm gonna throw something in there because I understand, I think, where he's coming from. Just take Buck Naked. Is Buck Naked a grudge racer, or do he just grudge race?
He just grudge race.
So you don't consider him a grudge racer, though?
I know. That's my homeboy. He got some hell of equipment. Could be a hell of a grudge racer, but it takes that thing that pumps that blood, dog. You got to have that. You got to have that art. You got to have
Dolomite, I agree with him, Dolomite. I see where he's coming from now. I ain't trying to talk about nobody, but I see what he's talking about now. It ain't just because you go out there and run somebody. You talking about you a grudge racer, goddamn.
Yeah, I feel he could be that way, but one thing, that's why I asked that question about how many times do it take a man to become a grudge racer, because, you know, there are guys like y'all that been grudge racing a long time, but I've been flagger racing a long time.
If you ask me, if you use what Bobo just said, I'll say you're a grudge racer because you out there trying to goddamn get it on. You might not be as polished as some of the grudge racers I said, but I'm gonna use another example. Bobo, you know nephew that drive the Stone Cold car, right?
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Now, the reason I use nephew is you probably don't know nephew. You just not know nephew when he started driving Stone Cold car, right?
Yeah.
But you were saying he's a real grudge racer, right?
Exactly.
See, a lot of people don't know, though. Goddamn, nephew been doing this shit a long time. But I understand. But see, for a lot of people out there, he'll be the true definition of a grudge racer. Because you see that motherfucker come out there, and he wired the fuck up. He trying to kill any bitch he can kill, including you, Dolomite.
Right, that's what I was saying.
One thing to remember now, he ain't beat number two people. And that's going to be his winning streak in, right there.
I agree. He only beat two people, but look at what he's trying to do. He done called
out. I mean, he done called out his mama.
Like Dog say. Dog said on the show, it said a couple of months ago. He said his mama get in the other lane and bet that money, he going to her ass. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Nephew ain't scared. I get nephew problem. Nephew trying to engage. Nephew feeling confident. You know what I mean? And everything. And that's a good thing.
Now, everybody called nephew. Everybody was saying he was a joke and he ain't the real thing. Now, when he went up against goddamn Baldy, now that goddamn that kind of made him. He ain't got but a couple of races, but that put him goddamn damn near. That put him solid in the running, man. That put him solid then, man.
Hey, dog, he didn't just go up against Baldy. He went up against Baldy, had a steady hand, cut the tree down, and went on down through that. You know what I mean? So, hey, that show you that, you know, that's just like boxing. You know, sometimes you have him in the background, and that's that damn fighting race and shit, cutting them trees down now. You got to have some kind of
hold on a minute. Let me see. Hey, 444-2900, you on the phone? 444-2900, you on the phone?
Yeah, dog.
How the fuck a bitch on here talking about you and your bitch ass won't even hit the one button?
Hey, they ain't saying nothing bad about me before they hit the one button.
He's scared,
Bobo, that's
my
nephew on the phone now, Bobo.
I know it. He's scared Dolomite gonna hang that dick to him. He ain't trying to say nothing.
I didn't want to run Dolomite for him, dog.
But like Dolomite said though, what if Baldy would have beat nephew? I don't think that would have stopped nephew. I think he'd have been wanting Baldy some more. He'd have been wanting the next man still. You know what I'm saying? I think some people are scared to lose, dog. I know you put a topic up, you know,
Stop texting me, Dolomite.
Some people just actually scared to lose.
Don't start that. You're going to make Bobby mad at me.
Hey, who give a damn if Bobby get mad, goddammit? Didn't you make Bobby red light?
Yeah, you damn sure
real life.
Hold on a minute.
I got your wife on the phone. 770-6167. Hey, what's up, dog? So, this is what I want to know. Why is a man come on the show, talk all that big time talk, but a person got this and that, rest their life, and then when a man calls on them, they take it all back? Well, all I want to do is come on the show and apologize to all the fans that really, I apologize, I can't really do all the back time.
Oh, you talking about Dolomite getting you the back tie?
He was supposed to give me the back tie, but last night we locked in head up, they wouldn't give it to me.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, Walter, I'm going to be honest with you, Walter. I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm finna say this here right now. Walter, you a goddamn, if you just like a grown man to Dolomite in the kindergarten. If you wanted that man that damn bad and you said you was that bad, I'd have told Dolomite to keep that back tie and stick it up his ass and go to his ass. That ain't even, that makes you look bad, Walter, taking the back tie from Dolomite. Dolomite, hold on, let me finish, hold on. Now, hold on, let me finish, though. I'm just going to say this, him. Walter, man, Dolomite to you is just like a kid to a grown man.
But, dog, that's what I did. I locked him in last night. I told him to keep that back tie. Just walk in.
Okay. Bobo, what you think about that? I know I'm asking Bobo this here. Bobo is a rookie too, though, but he got good sense. So what I'm trying to say is, Bobo, Dolomite did tell me he had the back tie, but I'm trying to say Walter Mann is a veteran in this game. Walter Mann been doing this shit, I think, longer than me. So that don't, if I was him, I'd have told Dolomite to keep that back tie, because that's a fucking kid going up against a grown man.
Walter Mann ain't going to beat me no kind of way.
Well, it has to be seen. Like I said, you're supposed to be winning your way out there last night. But I'm
going to beat you so bad, I'm going to put your old ass in retirement. Then I'm going to come to retirement home and sit down with you, play some damn checkers.
Hold on, I'm going to throw some more foul now. I want to make sure. Bobo, you still at you, Bobo?
I'm here.
I'm finna tell you now. I'm finna show you. I'm going to call both of these motherfuckers on the phone. I'm going to call both of these motherfuckers a faggot. Because here comes Stone Cold. I just tried to run goddamn it Tracy, and both of these motherfuckers, Walter Mann or Dolomite, ain't now one of them tried to challenge Tracy. But goddamn it, Stone Cold said he'll go to Tracy's ass.
That's just a grudge racing team, dog. All of them are grudge racing teams.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, dog. I have to go to the bottom of the list first. I feel like Dolomite was at the bottom of the list. You know how I catch this swimming at the bottom of the river? So I had to go to the bottom of the water and get them over guys swimming on the bottom first.
Hey, don't mind the champ, Walt. You thought you been calling me out before you called the champ out.
No. Nephew, what we going to do with Joe tonight on the third? We're going to treat him like a hoe. You gonna get what you want from me, then I'm going to try and get the rest.
It all sound good, Walter, but after me and Stone Cold run, and I keep my belly and win, your ass gonna be the punk out. That ain't even real, but you gonna be the punk out.
You know, last night, if you say I'll be the punk out, we can lock the whole thing up.
Hey, what's the matter? I bet you $100 you pay the punk out.
Tell them I.
You let me talk about, look at you, feel like
if
that.
I bet you $100. You pay the
only way you keep that bill, you don't bring it to the tray.
Yeah, what we doing?
Right, let me get it right quick. Walter Mann, after me and Stone Cold race, if me and you are still on, I guarantee you pay the punk. I bet you $100 you pay the punk.
Yeah, what are we doing this way here? At least by next weekend, we're going to lock the whole thousand in. This way here.
Yeah, y'all hold on. There might be somebody else want to talk to y'all. Y'all hold that thought right there for a minute. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on, Dolomite. Dolomite, hold on a minute, Dolomite. 706-6643, who is this? They ain't talking about
678-8030. Hey, what up, dog?
What's up, brother?
Hey, dog, I got a question for you.
Hey,
nephew, hold on, nephew. I just got to say one thing. You forgot one man, dog.
Who's that, brother?
You forgot Big Sexy. We want his ass, too.
Stone Cold, we know, man. Y'all slow down now, boy. Y'all trying to see cow digging too much shit right now.
It is what it is.
Hey, Tom, I think everybody wants a little clarification.
I whoever got the background on his mutual phone now.
I'm talking about he get that bill. He bringing his thoughts for us.
That's what I'm calling. I know that damn do anyway. Tell Stone Cold to shut his damn truck off.
Yeah, my dog.
Hey, Stone Cold.
Yeah, go ahead.
He said something to you. Who that got the goddamn
truck,
man? Is that you,
Stone Cold? Man, I'm gonna go, man. You know, I don't ride with my seatbelt, man. So Dolomite, I thought Dolomite every day, so he knew it was me, man. So my bad. But get Big Sexy on the phone, man. Hey, dog. Hey, get Big Sexy on the phone. I think Mike here want to talk to him.
Well, I'm working on that now. Why are you talking? Y'all keep talking. But
Hey, Stone Cold, y'all have a fuck, man. But shit, you know, like, dog, man, y'all putting that meat in a little bit too wet, man. Y'all don't been around and get some clap on that a while, man. Y'all keep talking
about the man. Huh? Hey, regardless we win or lose, man, we still going to race.
Y'all a grudge racing team. See, that's what I said, like, okay. Like take for instance with Cole killing them and without Tight Man and without that ad lib, they ain't a grudge racing team. You know, Trump be doing this thing, Chris be tuning and driving, but see, it's a team, man. Y'all trying to kill somebody, man. Y'all trying to kill somebody. That's why I say you got a grudge racing team, man.
Oh yeah, man. You gotta stay positive, man. You know, like I say, we ain't build that car just to be sitting for the car to be sitting in the garage. You know, we gonna try to see what the thing is. We not trying to outbid nobody. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna bet you at your own means. Therefore, let you know that you got, you know, either you want to race or you don't want to race. You feel me?
That's it.
Me and Dolomite, you know, we ain't racing. Like, Dolomite, what we want to run for, that we'll run for. I ain't trying to outbid you. You know, whatever you want to do it for, it got to be worth it. It's 15 or better.
There
you know
go.
What I'm saying? So,
there you go.
At the end of the day, you can ride to these tracks, you spend $700 before you even get there. At least give yourself an opportunity to get the money back. You feel me?
That's true. Some people can bet that big money, but why? I mean, like you said, somebody said on the board today, if you're trying to grudge race to get rich, you're in the wrong damn game, man. You know?
I'm trying to call. Don't answer his phone no more.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8 4 3.
You don't like to answer his goddamn phone no more.
9 9 6 is not available. Please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hold
up. Leave a callback number. Press 5.
Hold up. I want to leave Big Sexy.
Hold up.
A big sexy. Stone Cold and Nephew and Mike Hill been hunting your ass, and ever since they've been hunting you, I noticed you don't answer the goddamn phone. So, goddamn, if you're scared, holler Red Rock or goddamn buy you a dog.
Hey, dog, that's supporting the dog. Wouldn't it make sense if the man was going to bring the punk out, lock up the whole pot before he would do the first thing?
Well, now, that's going to be between y'all. I ain't going to instigate that on the show now. If you ask me off the show, I'll instigate it. But that's between you and him now. But goddamn it, if he think he can whoop your ass, fuck it. Lock the whole pot up.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Walter Man.
Yes,
Walter Man. You're going to pay the punk out.
I just told you right then. He's going to lock the whole pot up. If that be the part that I let it take out the whole thing, what do I want to lose?
After that big man Stone Cold and do my thing, you going to pay the punk out. I guarantee it.
Well, then you should have gone and locked it up before you run Stone Cold. Why you see it?
Get ready for that ass whooping. It's coming.
bring
lots of ass packing material.
Hey, let me throw something in the fire since y'all done took Bobo's subject away from it. But Bobo, don't go nowhere. We might have somebody want to ask you some more questions. Hold on, let me tell you something. I like Stone Cold because you know why? I ain't seen Bobby Child. I ain't seen Dolomite.
I ain't seen goddamn it, Walt the Man. I ain't seen you motherfuckers make but one and a half pass, and y'all shit can't run no fucking more.
Hey, I got some little names. I got some little names, dog. You ain't seen Sam Alexander. You ain't seen the Burgers Boy. You seen Baldy. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen Hood Rat. You ain't seen none of them on the race. But shit, 2 years ago, they was on everything.
I do.
That brings me to my question I want you to answer.
What's that?
What is limiting the top sports? I had somebody call me with a pro mod say if I get the belt, they want it.
So what now?
Yeah, but see, hey, nephew, none of us should let that happen. We know what's top sportsman, what's a pro mod, and the people that called you out is a damn pro mod. I ain't running no pro mod.
But what Tommy Dog is?
A Tommy Dog? I run a Tommy Dog.
I'm going
to
tell you. I'm going to tell you now. Don't mind your phone fucking up, but let me tell you. I look at Tommy Dog, looking at a Tommy Dog car, I said, goddamn, Tommy Dog got this goddamn, he got a pro mod car. That's what I would have said. Now, me being the motherfucker that I am, Tommy Dog ain't bust a fucking grape since he had his goddamn car. So until he busts a goddamn grape, I'll run up in his ass first.
But you a grudge racer, dog. You a grudge racer, man.
And that's, you is too, nephew. You a grudge racer. My point is, if I can run anybody, I try a Tommy Dog ass first. That's who I try first.
Get his ass to Montgomery, dog.
Well, we've been trying to get him. He said he's going to talk about it. He you working on some shit. He might be. We're trying to work on it. If he don't come to Montgomery, he's coming there. I think Mike told me somewhere else he might be coming. But we're trying to get him. But I'm trying to be honest. If I look out there right now, you ask me who the baddest in the top sportsman is, I'm going to say Stone Cold. Because y'all bitches make passes. Dolomite ain't proved himself. Bobby Childs can't goddamn stay together more than one pass. Walk the Man ain't going to fucking race. Tommy Dog ain't damn did shit. So me, I jump dead on motherfucker the Tommy Dog ass first. Now, if Walk the Man had some nuts, if I was Walk the Man, I'd fuck y'all up. Off the trailer though. I wouldn't make no shakedown pass because Walter Mann make the best shakedown pass in the world, but he can't back the bitch up.
But man, once that go, my nigga run me that way though. He wouldn't run me that way.
Yeah, man, that's because you got a damn ET bracket car. We got damn cars that, you know, we got that damn problem, man. You got that damn ET bracket car. Yeah, you can come off the damn trailer.
Hey, Bobo, you see what I mean? See, Stone
Cold. Yeah, I'm here.
He's Stone Cold and nephew like me. Goddamn it, they said, fuck it. Let's goddamn it, let's do it.
Hey, dog. Get Jim Marino on the phone. They said they had a Beretta down there with a little C-32.
Stone Cold, I'm going to say this now. I admire what you're trying to do, but right now, if I was you, you got enough on your plate right now. Just wait. These motherfuckers
are going to run down. Let them run down there and try to fuck them all. That's cool, dog.
What I'm trying to say is, he telling me to get Jim and Moreno. We ain't seen them cars yet, so ain't no use in stirring them up, though.
He said he had a Beretta with a 632 instant, just like we said. So, you know, if you want to do something with that.
Well, somebody text me his number then. I actually cannot get him. Somebody text me Jimmy Moreno number. I don't have his number.
And tell me that ain't no good racer. That man hollering out, I got a 632. He said hollering, he got a 632. Whether he got it or not, if that is what he got, he don't give a damn. He just wants somebody beside it. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't give a fuck if I got a 350 with some camelback heads. If I think I can fuck a bitch up, I'm going straight to his ass.
Thank you. That's why I posted that question, man.
I mean, it was a good question, but a lot of people don't understand what you were meaning. I understood exactly what you were meaning, but you know it's hard to explain because a joker don't understand. You're like right now. Hold on, let me lay the foundation and y'all can talk about it. See, Bobo, you might not know a lot of these guys on the phone. You're like Walk the Man. Now, Walk the Man probably done been racing more than long than all of us. Now, back in the day, I called Walk the Man a grudge racer. Right now, I don't call Walk the Man no fucking grudge racer because Walk the Man act like he don't fucking want to race.
Well,
I hear you.
But see, dog, I'm gonna give you another scenario. I ain't talking about no fuck.
Hey, I just got a text in saying and who's calling Jimmy Moreno, so that damn car be ready by the time he hit the lottery. So I ain't finna hit the lottery no time because I don't play it, so ain't who should be calling him. I don't think.
Yeah. But dog, let me ask you this question. Now, just
okay, dog,
scenario,
I got Jimmy Moreno on the phone.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right, y'all go ahead then. Thank you, Ms. B.
What's going on?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Stone Cold, you want a Jimmy Moreno? He on the phone?
Yeah, well, I want to. Y'all got that Beretta ready yet?
Nope. Dude sold the motor yesterday, so we ain't bringing it. But that Camaro is ready to go.
We'll take the bet, Ty.
He sold the motor yesterday, and he ain't putting it together, but it's a customer's car, but the Camaro is ready to roll.
We'll take the bet, Ty.
What do you want to do it?
Well, shit.
Hold the mic.
Yeah. I'm going to go into a different...
Why don't we do it at Ronnie Brown's race? Let's do a Ronnie Brown's race at the end of...
We're going to make that one. All
right.
Well, shit.
Montgomery.
Everybody going to be leaving Ronnie Brown race on the 21st and going on to Montgomery on the 22nd. What can y'all
do?
As a matter of fact, I think that's our plan, too, is leaving and going to big drag race on the 22nd.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right, now. Y'all supposed to be a big drag race, Stone Cold. You asked for this goddamn trouble. You got it.
We'll be there.
Damn, did I mute somebody's phone? Hey, Stone Cold.
Yes,
what's up?
The man said he'll do y'all on the 22nd in Montgomery.
We'll let Mike make that decision. I put it out there. He said he'll take it then. We'll let Mike make the final out. That's simple.
Y'all back it up now, man. Y'all want to go to
the
whatever
you want to do. Hey, listen. Man, I want to race. That's all. So whatever y'all want to do, we're in. We're in as long, you know, as long as it's I don't need the advantage. I just need a fair race, and you all know how to run it.
All right, okay, we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll get that together then. But Jimmy Moreno, what you're saying is you'll be ready with the Camaro that you got, whatever they call you talking about. You'll be ready in Montgomery on the 22nd.
Yes, I will. We'll be at Ronnie Brown's on the 21st, and after my conversation with T5 the other night, we're going to leave there at Soundtech and go to Big Drags Race on the 22nd.
Okay, yeah. Sound like a winner. We appreciate it, Jimmy. We appreciate it, Jimmy.
No problem. Y'all know where to find me.
All right. There it is, y'all. You ask for something, you ask for shit, you might get shit.
Hey, we ain't pumping no Kool-Aid, dog. Don't believe that.
Do it now?
We ain't pumping no Kool-Aid, dog.
Well, I ain't saying you did. Now, I'm saying you the one asked for him. He came on the show then. You might not have been pumping no Kool-Aid, but goddamn it, it was some colored goddamn water.
He said, I want to hear. That's all I mean. He said what I want to hear. Now,
okay.
Mike can put the stuff on it.
All right.
It's all.
But hold on a minute. Now, this is just me. Now, I don't know for sure, but I heard the car Jimmy got is a goddamn Strictly Pro Mod car now. Stone Cold, you might have fucked up by just asking for the back tire. You should have asked the motherfucker for the brake.
Your mic,
who that got some sick talk? Your mic,
it's Jimmy Moreno. All right, now there ain't no damn Pro Mod car. It got a little motor. It got a little motor in the Pro Mod car, and ain't no one getting the brake. I just said that straight. So anybody
out
there?
I'm just saying though. They asked me, Jimmy, what I'm saying is, you can always ask for more than you really need though. Because when you say you're gonna get in the back tire, all of a sudden somebody backed the dump truck up to my damn house.
No, ain't nobody bagging up, dog.
Hey, Jimmy, you say you ain't got a big motor, 484?
No, I do not have a 484. I have a really small 5-inch motor in it.
Okay.
Y'all can pump it. See what it is. It's small. It's a small motor. Yeah,
Hey, dog.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dog.
Stone Cold got a big brother.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Dolomite a question. You saying what?
Well, yeah, man, you ain't got to ask no permission on this show. All you got to do is do it. My show wide open. Do it.
Okay. He said 3 minutes ago he going to bet $100 on Ray. What if me and him just locked the $500 he got locked up? Leave it locked up. Forget about it. We'll break something, break something. Why don't you do that?
Well, he's on the phone. That's y'all can talk about that all y'all want. Go ahead. Y'all can talk about that.
Don't like, do you have enough heart to lock out that $500? Regardless who breaks something.
Hey, Walter.
There is a way I feel
Walter
like you're going to wait
man.
That day. And
Walter, man.
Walter,
man.
You don't
dictate nothing. You
want to do that with somebody? I'm going to put $500 regardless who breaks something.
Hey, don't about your phone sound like shit, dog. We got some background noise somewhere. And if y'all through with Jimmy Marino, let him go ahead on. Y'all let Jimmy go ahead on.
Jimmy Marino on my phone.
Dog, did he want that back five before he go?
Go on the phone, you can ask him.
Who? Back five from who? Phone call, daddy. Hello?
Take the back
five
from who?
From Stone Cold Daddy.
That blue car?
Yeah.
I'll say hell no to that. I know when I'm outclassed. I'm way outclassed there.
I'm back on mute.
I don't know nothing. I have nothing wrong with that thing. Not even close.
What happened to Stravino?
I just had to ask. Sometimes Stone Cold gives us some shit. I try to get us out some kind of way.
But nah, I can't do that. I'm way outclassed with that thing. Way outclassed.
Ain't that true? But hey, dog already knows Stone Cold can't lock in shit. So it is what it is. Yeah, I can blow smoke all day long.
Hey, Stone,
but I can't lock in
damn. I gotta let you say what you want to say, Stone.
But one thing about it, though, you know, I don't lock in nothing. And I put that on NBC, ABC, or CBS. You know what I'm saying?
All right, ain't no problem, Cole. Ain't no problem.
You know that.
Hey, it's Baldy out there. Baldy, if you out there, hit the one button. That 3M truck just sent me a message and they're looking for your ass. Baldy.
Damn, Mike.
Goddamn, they. Damn, y'all just disrespecting Florida, man, I think. Y'all just trying to disrespect Florida.
I know it.
Uh-oh, hold on a minute. Oh, shit. That Baldy ain't scared. Go ahead, Baldy. Your mic open, Baldy. Go ahead.
I'm just listening. I don't mind being on the bottom of the totem pole. On the bottom of the totem pole holding them all up.
Okay. Hey. Y'all hit the one button. Baldy on the goddamn phone. Y'all wondering. Bob, they said they want to run you with that 3M truck. You ain't scared of that truck, is you?
What truck?
I think it's that 3M truck. Ain't that Maggie Mae with them?
I'm not even going to talk to them clowns.
Okay.
Any place, anytime. Like I get off rest tomorrow. Hold up. Pull it like this now.
I'm gonna go back to another thing. Let me put it like this, y'all. I raise when I wanna, where I wanna, to who event. I don't care if you got $1 million up. If I don't want to raise your event, then you can do it. I'm gonna talk all the stress you wanna talk.
I got you about it. I'm with you, so big. So you ain't saying shit yet. You found out about your car rate or not? That what you saying?
No, I'm here.
Okay. All right. No problem. Oh, hold on a minute. Oh, shit.
Throw
some shit now.
Wait,
go. Hey, my step's on the phone. Go ahead.
What's going on, dog? I just wanted you to know I was on. I'm going to be on mute. I got a little background noise, but I'm on. How you doing,
okay,
brother? You should have locked their ass in.
Hey, tight man.
Yeah,
you
could have said
bye. Is he tight, man? You got to be at, I'm going to put it like this, y'all. You have to be at the same place at the same time.
I understand about it. I understand. Because they're going to run from you. Ever since Big Stop, they it's a little shit off and raise.
See, you know what? Some promoters, I'm going to put it like this, y'all. Some promoters try to talk you into doing some things, try to stiff you into doing some things, and that don't work with me. See, one thing about me, when you put me out there and label me as certain things, I don't have nothing to do with you no more.
When they label you as what, buddy?
When they label me as a certain thing, I ain't going back into it. But when you label me, and I don't, and see, you can label me as a coward, you can label me as anything you want to be. But as long as I agree with what you label me as, I accept that. But when I know you label me wrong because of you was kissing somebody else's butt to try to make them a little better than what they is, I don't have nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Bobby, I just want to ask you one question. Now you say you're going to wait till you get your oil pressed again. You coming back out of retirement for the 87th time?
Probably. I actually want to sell it. I'm going to get with that.
All up, Bobby. We don't want to hear that shit. Now you're supposed to say, yeah, tight, I'm going to come back one more time.
Right now, I actually want to get out. There's too much controversy, too much bullshit going on. And race is not fun like it used to be. I don't even think about race. I listen to the radio station because because of a certain thing. And some people now, they just took all the fun out of the game. See, the thing about the game is, steal is part of the game, trickery is part of the game. But if you're a promoter, you don't have nothing to do with what's going on in the part of the game.
Let him finish. Oh, okay.
See, if I'm a promoter on the race and I got two people on the race, all I'm going to do is call them and ask them, do they want to race or not? I'm not going to.
You get the hell out of the way, right, Bob?
Man, what about goddamn passing the phone numbers?
What Baller basically saying is, if goddamn it, just like I just called him then, I told him that the truck wanted to run it. I didn't get out there and start dogging him and trying to make him run the truck. Is that what you're talking about, Baller?
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't want to bother you because I was going to call you myself. I didn't want to bother you because I really wanted to stay out of it. But I done had too many people ask me, Baller. They want to know, are you going to have a race this year?
I was gonna call Baldy today and ask him the same damn thing, but I got tied up. But
I don't know what that means all the way, but Baldy, you know you got a lot of people that make plans for this and shit, so if you ain't gonna have it, you need to let them know one way or the other, though. But I was going to call you off the air, but I keep on wanting to know everything.
I'm going to put it like this now. It will be a it would be a definite answer on the internet in the next 4 or 5 days.
Okay, Baldy. I can live with that then, Baldy. Okay. All
right. It's in the working, but we just got to drop all the fine tuning part of it. That's all about it.
Okay, Baldy, I want you to hold on a minute. I want Tyke Man to say something because Tyke Man is a young motherfucker. Tyke Man, you on the phone?
I'm right here, dog. What's up, baby?
All right. Bobo, you on the phone, Bobo?
Yeah, I'm here, dog. I'm here.
All right, Tyke Man. Bobo put the question out, and Baldy don't go nowhere. I want to hear from a young and an old motherfucker. Bobo put out the question today, does grudge racing make you a grudge racer? I want to know what you said, Tyke Man. Then I want Baldy to answer the same shit.
Hell no. No, grudge racing don't make you a grudge racer.
So what you mean by that, Tyke? I need you to explain that to me. I'm a little dumb today.
Well, my thing is, if you want to be a grudge racer, you come in, you fire your man, you beat him, and you keep coming. Win, lose, or draw. That won't make you a grudge racer. Knowing how to play the game and coming in it and respecting it. When you get tricked, you just got tricked. You don't quit. You just
That's
keep coming.
That's right.
That's a good thing. I just want to lay a foundation. Now I want to hear from my old man, Baldy. What you think about that, Baldy? Does grudge racing make you a grudge racer?
No. It don't. It don't. I mean, actually, to be a grudge racer, you have to take chances.
Okay.
And you have to take chances. And it's not. It's like Tight Man said. If you have to take my point, it's with my opponent tell what I'm going at him at. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Bobo, talk to him, Bobo. You got two answers from the young guys and the old guys, Bobo. What you got to say about that, Bobo?
I agree 100%. Like Ty say, you got to find your man and kill him. And like I said, with that team, see, like Stone Cold now, they're a team, okay? Like with Killer, okay, with Cold Killer. Without Tight Man bumping them gone, they wouldn't be a grudge, right? They are a grudge racing team. But without Tight Man bumping his door, they would not be a grudge racing team because he know more about the game. He know when to hold, when to fold. Let's go get this. You know, he got that killer instinct. You know, he got that killer instinct. And that's why I said,
now, I just want to go over that because we just now knew Bobo. For me and for the grudge racing people that's on here that's veterans, Bobo just like a fucking kid that we don't even know. But the motherfucker got common sense. And he's smart, and he paying attention. And there's going to be people like him, truck driving, people like that, that's going to carry this shit on into the next, what you call them? Well, we got to have some people with some goddamn common sense and not just everybody, all these dummies we got, and just coming up and just think we can go out there and see a race and yell and holler and go home. You got to have some sense in this game. And, Baldy, I say that, I'm glad you brought your old ass on there, because me and you need to stop talking about we're going to quit, because we can't quit, Baldy. We still got shit we need to learn these young guys. They might not want to listen, but it's some shit that we need to learn about it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's right.
We got a lot to learn, the young guys. The biggest problem with grudge racing now is the spectators, the fans. They want to see a race so bad that they get on the internet and they dog this person out, they dog this person out. But a person has a good reason for not
wanting to. Now, hold on. I'm going to stop you, Baldy. Now, see, the reason And everybody wants to say, dog, why you cut people? I cut people off when it's a good point to be made. Baldy just said the main goddamn reason about a lot of this shit. But what we should do is, it's just like, okay, what Baldy just said, okay, if you're a Tony Vine fan and Tony want to raise somebody, but you want to come on and dog, instead of dogging it, come on the side of righteousness or just shut the fuck up. Let the goddamn two racers that's talking about racing, let them set their own goddamn race up, and we get the hell out of it. We stop more fucking racing than we make the sea by us running out of mouth with the two people that's trying to race.
Another thing, too, if you got two teams want to race, one team might be fast, another team know this. But they want to get on, they want to race, but they want to pick their time to race, they want to pick the tie sides and all this. So, by me being a fan, I want to see the race. But I'm not going to come on here and say, oh, you scared of me because you don't want to run.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Basically, just shut the hell up because all you're doing is just making the person mad. They ain't going to race. But Tyke Man, your son on the phone. Go ahead, little Carter.
Well, you know, some Baldy actually made the point that I was getting ready to make, you know.
So I pretty much ain't got nothing right now. I'm just sitting back. But, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. You know, the fans want to see the race, and they want, and they trying to get the races to, they're trying to make them happen. They're just going about it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't really fault them so much, other than the fact they're doing it the wrong way, because a lot of times it'd be the races, that, some of the races that don't want to just engage.
Amen. Amen. Carly, that's what I was going to say. Now, dog, this is all I was going to say. Since you brought up boss, I'm going to say this right here. Now, me first, I'm just a fan, and I'm one of them that want to see Big Ball, Small Block Mustang, running against the boot, too. I'm a Tony Band fans, man, because I've met him. You know, I've met him, and I've talked with him, you know, took pics with him, you know, lost part of it all the time, man, with him. But I'm a fan of the game. I'm a fan of him. I would love to see him and Big Ball run. Now, I tell you like this. Now, you answer this question right here, and be honest with me. If you had Big Ball's car, could Tony Bynes keep you off of his ass? If you had that car as it sit right now, could Tony Bynes keep you off of his ass?
Okay, now, I'm going to be honest with you. I can answer that in two different ways. What you said is right now. Big Ball,
ask
now,
me.
You got to look at Big Ball, man, is... In his mind is, if he knocked Turner off, he might not can get no races. But in the same sense, he ain't hardly getting none no way. If I had Big Ball car, listen to me real good. If I had Big Ball car, that small block Mustang, whatever size tire got on it, if I had it, I'd back up in Tony Bynes' yard and say, fuck him.
Thank you. Tight man, your time. If you had that car as it sits, I mean, even before now, could you stay off Tony Bynes' ass?
Yeah, I wouldn't want none of them problems.
I mean, well, I'm talking about right now.
I'm talking about when it first comes out. Listen. I'm going to say I wouldn't want none of them problems until he tell me I got the back
tie.
Dying on his ass, I go.
Now, what Tight Man is playing it smart, which he's right, though, because now we don't want to start nobody to get nobody mad, but what Tight Man basically said in so many words, Tony Bynes really got a car that's out of my league in both areas. Now, he really got a...
That's true.
And that's all I'm going to say. He, in a lot of areas, Tony got a car that I ain't got no business fucking with.
That's true. Just say we wouldn't watch it. What you think the fans want? Don't you think the fans want to see
I'm going to say it like I'm saying. I ain't going to never say screw the fans. But what Big Ballin already said, he said, okay, if y'all want to see it, y'all pay for it, I'll run it.
Yeah, I got them girls in college. I can't race but one time a year. And that time ain't came yet this year.
Y'all crazy. Boy,
I got a question
on
today,
man. We got to stop eating the goddamn
show,
man.
Both sides of things, like, who do y'all feel is actually holding the race up or keeping the race from happening?
They don't, though.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I can see both sides. But I'm going to be honest with you now. Like I said, I don't want to say that because don't care what I say, they always amplify. If I was Big Ball, to be honest with you, on a real sense, with good sense, I wouldn't fuck with Tony either.
See, the fans want to see that, right? But you got to ask the fans, if he happened to leave with him, he's going to destroy him.
Yeah, big block.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Bobo, what we're doing is trying not to get in no trouble. That's what Tight Man answered it like that, and I'm answering like that. Now, in my heart, I don't mind running, Tony, but on paper, I shouldn't even be talking about running.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but see, y'all saying Big Ball. I didn't say why Big Ball wouldn't do it. I said, hell, would you do it, and what Tight Man do it, and I know damn
well
y'all would.
When you ask us that, though, that's saying the same shit that we shouldn't be saying. But hold on a minute. I got another caller here. 843-3816. You got something to argue about on this shit?
Yeah, this is Real Tree. How y'all doing?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
Hey, buddy.
We ran
Tony with that Gangsta Boo car. Rick's running with the Gangsta Boo car. We know pretty close what Tony can run.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell Bobo. That's what I was saying. We wouldn't fuck with it. So that's why I was saying the man ain't no dummy. That's what I ain't want to say it like that, Johnny, but, you know, that's what
it is. Well, I mean, that's the bottom line. Probably if we'd never known Tony, never raced Tony, Tony would have been jumped on a long time ago. And Robbie clearly stated he's outgunned with Tony. And
yeah, Johnny,
I mean, you know, the people want to see it. They ain't no doubt.
Yeah,
but all
that's
the ones that want to see it want to see Robbie get his ass busted or vice versa. But
yeah,
Robbie's smart enough to know why should he throw out $3,000 and ain't got a 50-50 chance of winning, because he ain't, on paper, he doesn't have a 50-50 chance to win.
I understand that.
You know, that's Tony's got more motor.
Now, hold on a minute. I'm going to say something because a lot of people, now y'all don't believe it, though. These shows here, a lot of people be listening, but they just be scared to say something. But they'll text me some shit. Now, in the same token, Johnny, maybe you want to answer this here. They said, why did he run King Kong then?
He ran King Kong because he was on a radio track, and his car will run like hell on radio. And
okay. They
were sitting there at that track, and they just felt that they had a pretty good chance of beating him on that radio track.
Good answer. That's good enough, Johnny. Hold up. I got two more callers. I want to make sure they want to get in here. Good answer, Johnny. No. That's a good answer. That's a damn good answer.
King Kong kept blowing
the
tires, too, now.
I was going to say, I would have looked at him that day, and if he was doing anything crazy,
down on his
ass, I'd go.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The Joker asked me the question. They texted me, and I told him the same shit. At that day, I mean, if you watch a motherfucker and he ain't doing what he's supposed to do that day, goddamn right, I'm going to jump on. But hold tight. Y'all hold all that, and I'm going to leave everybody, Michael, because I want y'all to answer these questions. It's getting good now. I don't know why y'all wait so late in the day to get good with shit. Hold on a minute. 229-1771. You got something to say about this discussion?
Yeah. Is it getting away from because you said it's drag racing. You're like the man just say drag racing is. It ain't trying to pass two cars up. It's just picking your man out and going at him. So it pulls and calls the man car out and saying what all he got. That's getting away from drag racing, that ain't.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can say that, but see, in this day and age like that, I mean, unfortunately, we got to change with the times, and that's what it is. Because back in the day, all it is, if I know you, you know me, I said, fuck it, let's go, and you said, let's go. Neither one of us what we got. We just going to do what we got to do.
That's drag racing right there. What they trying to do drag racing right through now is like going to class racing.
Yeah, well, everybody's trying to get the best advantage right now because the economy doesn't change. This money, everybody's scared to lose this money. And right now, if a Joker lose, he get on all these radio shows and get dogged out. So, you know, it's a lot more involved now than it was in the old days.
Hey,
guess what? The joking, that comes with the game, man. You know,
yep.
Win, lose, or draw. The joking, it comes with the game. And that ain't the reason why they don't want to race. Sometimes you just know you outclass.
Yeah,
that's true.
And when you don't race, you just don't damn race.
Type Man said it right, and that's the bottom line.
Why you think I hide this motherfucker, Johnny?
Well, he's smart sometimes. I mean, he.
Okay, hold on, we got one more. We got one more. Hold on, Ty. 478-5467. What's on your mind?
Yeah, dog. I've been listening at that too by Taliban and Robbie Running, man. And I'm a fan too. And you know, I like to see those two guys lock in too because you know Big Ball fight that they had no problem running Lil Country. And supposedly Lil Country set the record on 275 drag rate with a small block. And when Johnny said on paper that Robbie don't hold the whoop Tony, I don't know because. The number that Lil Country been on 275, when he supposed to be starting the record on 275, man, I
okay, I definitely ain't gonna let Realtree answer. What I'm saying on paper, we're trying to talk between the lines. On paper, Lil Country car, I'm gonna say it like this, Lil Country car is comparable to the Big Ball's car. I'm going to just say it like that.
Hello?
Now, if anybody, if Strike Man want to answer another way, he can.
I want to ask him what question, what month was it when he set the record?
Okay.
I don't want to say supposedly. I don't know. I got a friend that like y'all better go on the water to drill. I got a buddy that like all lot forward, and he stays up on them guys. And when I was letting him know that Ball and Lil Country was going to run, he the one told me that Lil Country supposed to set a record on 275. I don't know what month. You know, but he stays up on that yellow bullet and on that type deal there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I want to tell you something to tell your friend. You know this bogus numbers on damn yellow bullet too.
Hey, Mike Hill, y'all be quiet. You'll never be better. Y'all Mike, so hold on a minute. Hey, Jay, hold tight, Jay. Let me get this one last call.
Big Ball set up the same,
dog, though, I'm by myself, dog. What are you talking about? I'm by myself.
Okay. Well, y'all be quiet then, huh? Okay. Hold up, Mike. James, hold on, Jack. Jay, let me get this last call in here so I can. I see you, James. 228-1932. Go ahead.
You talking about Dingy when you got. Dingy when
you got. What's up, dog?
What's up, baby?
Hey, I was on that thing about the grudge racing, make your grudge racing.
Yeah.
I done been to the track, and, you know, I go to grudge race. And there been some people there that may be a bracket racer or testing, and they like, hey, man, that guy, we'll go get that guy to run you. Call somebody to bring him over there to run me, and we actually race, grudge race. That don't make him a grudge racer.
Right.
Yeah, you know, me, a good racer, that's somebody going to get out and win or lose. Like,
I just King Scooby, for everybody don't know, that's King Scooby. He went out of Texas down there and slapped the Arkansas bars in the mouth, though. That's King Scooby. Now, he's another young guy on the scene, and I consider him a grudge racer. He ain't just grudge racer, he's a grudge racer. Because he don't mind jumping in the goddamn ring with somebody.
And if Arkansas and them comes down to drag race, I'm gonna drag them again.
Hey, we got somebody out there with background on. I don't want to mute all these mics because I got everybody mic open. All y'all gotta do is be smart and just phone on mute. If you ain't talking and you just listening, just mute your goddamn phone. Let me see what.
I wanted to kind of add in to what Scooby's saying. The one thing that shows me the difference between a grudge racer and a person that, you know, is somewhat involved in a grudge game or shows up at grudge event is the sheer hunger to kill. You look at Realtree. He has the hunger to kill anything that's sitting like him. You look at other guys, you know what I'm saying, that are similar to that. They just got that hunger. Where you got some guys like, you know, no disrespect to them, but you got guys like Butt Naked. Butt Naked grudge racer. He's in the grudge game.
No, you ain't lying. Go ahead. You ain't lying.
I mean, he's in the grudge game. He will grudge race, sort of, but he don't got no hunger to kill nobody. That's why he ain't out here trying to kill nobody.
That's true.
I think that's just the difference between a grudge race affiliate and a grudge racer.
Hey, you smart.
Hold on, we got one more. We got a stage, and let's do a stage one, then we can discuss the stuff.
If y'all put it, we got
background noise. I don't care. You put your phone on mute so we can hear. We got a good discussion going on here now. I'm surprised. Bobo, you did good, Bobo. Hold on a minute. Stage, what you got, Stage? Y'all hold on, Stage. What's up, brother?
Not much. My question to the guy that said the Big Ball ran a record-breaking car. Did that car run a record-breaking time when Big Ball beat it?
All right, whoever talked about Lil Country broke a record, then you heard what Stage said. Put your phone on mute. Did you hear what Stage said, Nancy?
That was me.
Yeah, I know, James. I know. But did you hear what he just said?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is Big Ball didn't have no fear in his heart about running him. Everybody talking about, I hear Realtree, I hear the rest of them talking about he don't want to run Tony because of sizes and, you know, I guess overpowering, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, James, if you don't get it, James, look here. I'm in the private room. Hold on, Mike. Y'all take over the show. Y'all take over the show for a minute.
Well, everybody get hell on.
The thing about it is,
Robbie said Lil Country broke a record, but is that record faster than what Tony can run?
But see, don't nobody know that. Hey, look here. Okay, all right, tight, man. Take the Hustle. Okay, back in our mate. Okay, the white boys and Mike Collins pulling up there. Everybody was betting on Mike Collins because of the car. They know what that car
They know what that car is capable of running. Tight Man didn't know who the hell Mike Conner was. He took my money, all full of money, because he knew the white boys was going to make the trip. So it don't matter about what that car run at that time. If you lining up against him, Grudge Racing, if you lining up against that man that day, hell, Mike run at 390 up there in Montgomery. Hell, didn't nobody bet. I won money because I just took a gamble and bet it on Hall on the next race. Nobody bet it on Hall
right,
on that race.
Right, that's what Big Ball did. We just took a gamble. I took a gamble when I ran Lethal Weapon in Florida. I know the man was 4 tenths faster than me, and I still like the man to beat him.
Yeah.
And the thing about that, the main thing about that is people with the people are just like you look at Big Ball car versus the little country car. Big Ball really truly in his heart feels with his particular setup that he's the baddest, whether he's a class racer or a grudge racer or whatever. And when he took that shot, that was his way of saying, hey, I'm the baddest motherfucker, not you, you class racer. So I think that's one of the reasons why he was able to go ahead and try to take out Lil Country. And the matter of fact, in that particular car, with Skinny Man behind it, he fucked him up before and was able to prove that he was. Now, when you get Tony Bryan, you got a whole other car, a whole other setup. That's kind of where it's coming from. It's not because he's afraid of a number. He knows the potential of that guy's setup.
All right, that's enough, Lil Carter. We don't say no more, Lil Carter. But I'm going to say something else called Stage on the phone. Everybody know me and Stage at each other's tooth and nail. But I got to say one thing about Stage. Whether I like him or whether I don't like him, whether we get along or not, I consider Stage a grudge racer. What I mean by that is that bitch will engage. He don't just go grudge racing. He will go out there and try to race. So I consider him a grudge racer, whether people
can't
like what I say or not. I'm going to say that.
All
right, hold on a minute. We got one more. 706-5985. Go ahead.
Wait,
I'm not
in Scott
Cop
for a second,
Cop. 706-5985.
Go
ahead. Now. He paid attention. All right. Mike here.
Dude.
Mike. Hey, y'all put your phones on mute. Mike, I think you want to put out some. You got some news you need to put out? We need to put out some news you need to put out?
Just what, the reminder about the exact deal from WWE?
Hey, Mike, congratulations on your baby boy today. I heard about it, 9 pounds, 6 ounces. Good job, Mike. Mike Hill Jr.
Who had a baby boy?
Mike Hill.
Who had a baby boy?
Mike Hill.
Y'all ain't Lil Carter, y'all baby.
Mike Hill.
No,
Mike Hill.
Mike
Hill.
I don't weigh that much. I don't weigh that much. That's the problem. I don't weigh that much.
Hey, well, hold on. Look here. Y'all still got a little bit too much noise for me, but I'm going to say something. I want all y'all to talk to Bobo, my man Bobo, and give him some props today, man. He come up with a damn good question for a young motherfucker. Now, he ain't young in age, but, I mean, he young in this game. So I want y'all to give my man Bobo some props today, fellas.
I give him props, but like I said, I mean, just like he said he wanted to see Big Ball in him, that's one thing you got to understand is, when you know you're out of your league, you don't jump in it. But if you, just like you said, when a grudge racer, that's just like when he jumped on Whip, and then when he was in Holly Springs, he was out of his right there. But they say,
hey, Rich,
boy,
hey, Rich Reed.
Hey.
Hey, Rich Reed.
Yep.
Hey, Holly Springs. Hey, what is it? Hey, Rich Reed, Holly Springs now. He jumped on Whip because Whip kept blowing the goddamn tires with him now. I was there.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what he said, Cole. That's what he's saying. See, if a motherfucker, a bad motherfucker, but on that day he ain't bad. Goddamn right, get on his
ass.
That's what he was saying, Cole.
Right. That's what I say.
A lot of people getting mixed up about the on paper. Some of them ain't understand what do you mean by on paper. On paper, when you jot down what one person got versus what you got, you figure who all
these right.
fastest. That's what he's saying.
That's
about
right.
On paper.
In
that
same way, the same thing that happened with us, when we were in Holly Springs, we were on 275s, Whip was on damn 315s with that candy cane car. But
right.
he wasn't making a damn trip and didn't look like he was going nowhere, and we thought we was going pretty good. And we made a hit at 2 o'clock in the daytime and went right freaking down through there with a hell of a pass. We come back 4 hours later, never touched the car and blew the damn tires off.
Told it, yeah.
Right. Definitely
blue.
Whoop your ass in
the
jacket.
That's the thing.
Yeah, he took me paper, out.
Like, factors like that, they don't take that in consideration when you say on paper. All that stuff is in on paper. Red lights, weather conditions, tire, you know, just little stuff like that that can happen in any blood race.
Hey,
it doesn't go down with the on paper prediction.
Hey, look, Carter, Mike. That's just the thing, not being funny. A lot of the fans don't know. They know when it cool off, okay, you're going to run, you're going to do this. Sometimes you have to slow it down. Sometimes you have to speed it up. There's a lot of stuff go into racing to actually say, I'm going to go out here and bet my money. There's a lot of stuff going there. The same thing, I feel good enough. You know, I feel good enough to go out here and bet my money, like Realtree just said, at 2:30 he would have been a bear. At goddamn 8:30 he was a gummy bear.
That's exactly right.
But one thing about Realtree got the heart of a fucking lion.
Stop that shit. Stone Cold. That's what we were talking about today. That was Bobo brought up, though. See, Realtree was a rookie in this game.
Shit.
He was a rookie in this game, but this motherfucker, he come out the gate. He come out the gate swimming, goddamn it.
From what I heard, they had to slow him down. They had to slow him down and say, hey, because he came out.
Hey, hold on. I just heard some shit. And I smell it. Who said Realtree is a all I grass a bear? New this motherfucking mic, dog. Who said that?
I said it. I said it.
Hey, Realtree is a grass a bear.
Hey, Tight Man, let me tell you one thing, Tight Man. From day one, when Realtree came out, that man was struggling like a motherfucker. And for him to have his shit together now, you
got to
get a man the goddamn prop, man.
Realtree he'll keep 28 on y'all getting the back tattoo, too,
tonight.
That's right. Guess what the catch is, Mike? He didn't accept that then. That's just like a coupon to come to the polo outlet or something. It doesn't spot.
Hey, hold up. I got one more question. Hey, hold up. Realtree, they won't let you go, Realtree. They trying to get your ass. They say, God damn it, if y'all didn't think y'all knew y'all could beat it, how come y'all went back and foot break?
Oh, shit. Hey, I think Bog is motherfucking pulling them questions out of his ass, man.
I can tell you why they went back foot break. They had his money in the pocket.
No, let me tell you why they foot break, because the race wouldn't have went on. See, we transferred stopped working. So he said he wouldn't do it unless both of our foot break. And they said, okay,
I know,
son,
but what I'm saying is, they say on paper, we them should have had the fastest car, but they didn't give a damn because they knew they had him covered that day. That's what they tried to ask. That's the question.
Well, they tried to mess with him on three different cars now, and then that's the car they came up with.
Yeah, and Realtree said the key thing, dog. When you having to race anybody and you get away that one time, I'm playing with all his money. I can't do that much car you again.
That's exactly right.
A lot of motherfuckers don't understand that shit. Once you done won a race, your confidence go up. And everything go up. And everything start kind of beating your favor because you ain't got to win this race. And even if you lose it, you still, if you're smart enough, if you bet $1,000 on the first race, you bet $700 on the second one, you still going on with some gas money.
Anybody on here got the number on here to call the DOT department? We need to call the DOT department, dog, something on here. That's
good.
The DOT, we need the DOT people to put up an Amber Alert on 20 somewhere for a big secret. On, you know, these roundhouse times, we put an Amber Alert.
Hey, you know what, though? That's, Mike ain't lying. Because every goddamn time, as soon as we get out the show, Jimmy calls. Dog, you call me. Jimmy, goddamn, we've been trying to get you for 3 days, motherfucker.
No, we're gonna keep on begging for that ass whooping that was.
You got a point there now. Keep on having that air with me.
Well, one thing about it, win, lose, or draw, they can't say you weren't trying to go.
I heard a Tommy Dog on his goddamn doing the Michael Jackson.
Mike, you, hey, Mike, you get mighty bold now since he gone, motherfucker.
That's right, smart.
he was goddamn backstepping.
Hey, but I told the truth. I told the motherfucker about that. I don't care how pretty that car looks or whatever. If I was y'all, I'd dive on that bitch first because he ain't bust a grape in his trailer rolling over a goddamn grape. He ain't bust a grape.
Whoever bet on the side better bet the way the deposit goes
You smart, Mike. You smart, boy.
If they'd ever had a post of that video, y'all could have got a bunch of races. But
stage your mic, big old bitch.
That's Mr.
I need you to do me a favor.
What's up, Steve? What's up?
I need you to get in touch with Rugged A&M and see if they want to do something for Thursday. Get my race back.
Hold on a minute, motherfucker. Hold on a minute. You stay on the line. Hold on. I can get that.
That shit started there.
Hey, that
guy, Mike Hill, is smart.
Yeah, shit.
Hey, Stone Cold. Yeah. Go ahead. Walter Man still up on. Don't kill Walter Man in the backside so y'all can reach you still.
Hey, Mike, y'all ain't got number 15 killing. Not even quite.
I ain't got no voice.
That Ricky Smiley, man. Tight, man. Oh, come on, man. You know that ain't me.
Hey, y'all be quiet. Let me go. Stage it. C-Mac, go ahead.
Come here.
Chris, you want to get my race tight, sir?
No. I don't feel like I owe you no race.
We beat y'all. I gave you your race back. You beat us. So, I mean, let's
y'all beat me. Y'all beat me because I like the red. I beat y'all. I just beat the shit out y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all beat me because I like to wreck the car. I beat the shit out y'all. Y'all thought y'all had some sweet. I told y'all to leave that raggedy bitch at home.
So why I can't get my race back, though?
The only reason why you can't get your race back Thursday is because my constituent is in his truck driving up and down the road trying to make him some money. So just as soon as he get in, we're going to go fuck y'all up again.
Hey, Mike, that's what I told you. If that bitch stay together, goddammit, they got a problem.
They got a problem. Y'all cannot run that raggedy bitch. That's the raggedy hole. You know y'all like raggedy holes. Y'all call raggedy too. But we just the raggediest, that's all. We just the raggediest. That's the only reason why y'all can't get y'all race back, though, because he ain't going to be here. Just as soon as he get back in town, we're going to fuck y'all up again.
Okay. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah, just as soon as he get back down, we're going to... I see how quiet, you know, y'all be on the internet talking about Raggedy Ann and Juliet locked in, but then when you get fucked up, I see, I ain't heard from you since.
That's too crazy. Last Friday night, we fucking Panda Mike up. We tried to lock you in before we ran Panda Mike.
But you know why I told you we didn't race night? I told you we'd be ready to ride to Chicago. My mind went over again.
Yeah, I want to race again.
You know, hey,
Panda Mike tore his rear end up out there on Sunday. He told his rear end slap out that bitch Sunday.
Y'all ain't heat like that, though? You know what? I ain't going to sit here and say we won't do y'all Thursday. I got to call and check with E and see if he going to be in town. Because I might go and slap shit out y'all again.
Hope so.
I might go and slap y'all again.
For all y'all don't know out there, Chris Mack, tell them who you is. They might not know who the fuck you is.
They know who you
is. I was
whipping
ass, dog.
I'm that motherfucker.
I was whipping ass. I'm a fan.
I'm that motherfucker. Oh, that's who I am. And stage who I am. They know who I am.
Stage, 706-2884. Hold on. I got you. We coming to you as soon as we get to you, brother. Go ahead, Mac.
Hey, ask Stage who I am. Stage know who I am. Stage know who I am. He know well. No, when we ran them, they was, you know how your jaw fall all the way to the ground? It fell all the way to the ground.
I know me and Mike, how you get that money on that? I said, Mike, if this motherfucker don't blow up on the line, they in trouble.
They in trouble, cuz.
Hold on, hey, Mike, somebody that might want to raise statement. Hold on, let me see.
706-2884,
you got hands in your pants?
Man,
you know I do, Chris. I thought y'all would have had that
regular
ass shit.
Hold on, you can't get on here now, fucking me. I tried to lock you in, dog.
I told y'all I won't call y'all. You ain't motherfucking either. I couldn't get it told you call. Even when you call your
phone. Get it, my phone ain't in the world know my telephone number.
I ain't know your number. Either can I say, oh, no, man, you know I want you.
Where's your phone? I told you to call me. You talking about around that Thursday that you telling everybody, somebody call me.
Hold on, let me pro stock Joe this in with. Ike is in the heat and Stage in heat. Won't y'all fuck each other?
You know, hey, that when I pull in that motherfucking gate, they ain't never one of them motherfuckers say.
Stage, I don't hear you, Stage.
You know, we agreed to run
you
about it.
You ain't safe, boy. When I come in that motherfucker, you ain't safe.
So listen.
I'm gonna tell you something. What I'm gonna do? Andy pulling that, you pulling that, and Chris pulling that. All three of y'all tried.
Hey, I'm locked in right now. I'm locked in right now. Where you get off the trailer?
Okay, well, that's all you had to do. Leave me the Mohawk in the morning.
Why you can't meet tonight? One thing about me, dog, I don't try to shine on nobody's show or none of that. I'll lock you in and run you straight off the trailer Thursday night. I ain't trying to shine for no one. I get on that ass.
You got me.
I get on that ass.
I follow you on Facebook.
That's one thing about me, dog. They know I race.
So
therefore,
I will say once again, I ain't calling no broken. I will lock you in and run you through. That's all you got to do is call me tomorrow when you're at Mohawk. I'll come on and lock your ass in. I'm on the phone tonight, sir. I ain't got to call you tomorrow. I get on your ass Thursday, straight off the train at 9 o'clock in the Shady Lane.
I'll do that, Chris. We can lock you in. Let me have all these children first, Dave. I got to have all these children first now. Hey, man, you said you run Hurricane Hype before you run Juliet? Stop. You run Hurricane Hype? See, I done Juliet already. Should have did Juliet twice. I like the red car the first time. I done him already. I want some of Ike because Ike's trying to shine on me.
Like, I mean, I'm trailer. No, you know, I ain't trying to shut up because y'all know what the fuck we say. You know, I told you I was going to call you at Freeze Ali and I ain't know your number. I called E from E. My number is the number to get now. I know what's in the tape for 15 years. But see, check this. See, but when you made that phone call to E that night, When you made that phone call to E that night, I figured everything was a go. So therefore, I ain't had to call you. That was his. I know he number. I didn't have to goddamn run you down for your number. When I know his number, let me explain something to you. I didn't make no phone call to E. I don't have to call and check with nobody to lock no money in.
If you want to do the damn thing, let's do the damn thing.
Well, I'm ready to do it. I tell you what, there's no more. 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Hey, lock the money. Sir, I work. I be at work. I ain't got time to meet. I'm all work now. Hey, cool. I'm in the middle of goddamn doing something. Hey, cool. Could y'all get dog to be the DP man on that?
Huh? Hold on, man. Let me do this. Hey, I told that. I'll tell you what, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, since I'm in the middle of doing something, you say you work the bar, and I'm a man of my motherfucking word. I come in that motherfucking gate Thursday, and goddamn it, if I don't run your motherfucking ass, you got 500. Just me showing up without nothing.
One thing.
That don't mean shit.
You gonna come in that
Thursday? Right. I want to see that money in somebody's motherfucking hand.
I will.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what you do. All right. This is what you do. You need me to give you my number right now or what? And you can call me tomorrow when you're ready to lock me in. Is that what you want to do? That's going to make you feel bad. You got to call and check and make sure everything going to be all right with your car. I don't got to call. But I work on mine. I work on these calls over here. I ain't got to call and check with nobody.
Listen to me. Mo called me when I was on the line about 30, 40 minutes ago. He said, you're ready, so I'm ready to go to your motherfucking name.
Well, what's the problem then?
See, I ain't in place right now. They're talking about you in. That's why I've been
saying what. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when you get in place, then. Just call when you get in place.
Y'all going around in circles now. Both of y'all say y'all ready, but ain't there y'all.
Sir, right there in a race tonight if you want to meet somebody tonight. I want to do number, put some gas in it and a nitrous bottle in it. I ain't got to go do nothing. I told y'all. I ain't got to keep. I told y'all what I do. 9 o'clock, we lock in.
I tell you what we're doing. It's a track open tomorrow night. Fuck Thursday night. Be back, go to your ass tomorrow night.
If I drive all the way to Darlington when I can reach the page to run you, I work, dog. I got work going on. I ain't got time to get
you talk to that big boy talk like you'll get out of
here. Why don't you go to Darlington and check so you'll be ready for Thursday? That's what you do.
No, I ain't got to go to Darlington and check. That's one thing about it. Bitch, I got water. Number one, two in the state.
Ain't gonna say nothing bad about the tuna, cause he's a great tuna. But that still don't mean I won't get on that motherfucking ass.
You ain't.
That's a
What about me?
Hey, I'm gonna
tell y'all something. For those who ain't got no motherfucking insurance on y'all goddamn houses. That motherfucking shit's gonna come off that coast, and that motherfucking hurricane come off that coast and hit land Thursday. I'm paying this shit the fuck up.
I ain't fucking with you. I'm gonna give y'all a little heads up.
It's calling for rain Thursday at Jackson, but it ain't calling for rain in Darlington tomorrow. That's all I'm gonna say.
Only thing I can't, I coach football, so I can't make no problems with no Darlington. I ain't gonna even say that.
You're a grudge racer, though, dog. That man right there is a grudge racer now. That's a
crush
racer right
there.
That's
Chris Mack.
Hey, Momo,
that's Chris Mack. I birthed his ass.
Man, all these niggas that talk, anybody that's talking to me, first of all, can't nail one of these bitches get in no car and drive.
He ain't no football player. That's what you're saying.
Hey,
But put your money in the pot with the man you think you're going to win. Because you ain't finna get that race. He done told you.
I'm a break.
You ain't finna get it.
Hey, when you see that goddamn car, Mike, Raggedy Ann, was you shaking your head, Mike?
Hell yeah, I was like, God damn, I said, they gave that motherfucker the right, they gave that motherfucker the right name, bro.
It is what it is.
Hey, hey, Mike, hold up, y'all. Hey, Mike, and then when I bet it on it, what did I tell you, Mike?
Oh, dog, you told him, dog, if he make the trip, God damn it, he gonna win. And I'm like, that motherfucker, hey, I ain't gonna lie, when it left the star line, the brother, the car don't match the name.
You said the car don't match the name, Mike.
It's finna get worse.
It's gonna get worse. So y'all talking. I just ain't got time to work on these cars like I want to because I'm trying to make money.
I tell you what, work on the car. Let me tell you something. When I come in that motherfucker, you can tear the rate. If both of them bitches make the trip, I promise you'll tear the rate before the 3:30 mark.
I bet you won't. I bet on that, nigga. I bet you won't. Y'all think it's sweet, boy. I love it when y'all think it's sweet.
I don't give a fuck about that shit, y'all goddamn dope. I don't give a fuck about that little time.
Well, I don't go no time. Let me say this right here, and I got to go, because I got to eat. I don't go no time when I'm racing, bitch. I turn on W's. I don't give a fuck. I pass the fuck go, as long as that fucking W come on. The bitch can go 8-0, and it don't matter. Blow that W, come on.
Said,
I win, baby.
You
said, I win.
That motherfucker,
I win.
You said, without that black and yellow bitch, you would never get the W to come on your side.
I win. Know what I do. It don't matter about how fast them bitches go. I don't race no time clock. I race niggas and beat them with white boys and beat them with Mexicans and beat them. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I don't care nothing about how fast no car go. And y'all like to tell that y'all done been this and that. All I can say is y'all better be to go that shit when y'all run me. Because all that selling dreams, I don't believe in no dreams. And y'all be selling them. Oh, I done been this and I done been that. Yeah, okay.
Hey, there ain't too many bitches know the time I done been, but I promise you, if they say I'm going down there and I'm riding, you best believe it.
I don't hear about what you done been. I don't give a fuck about what you done been. Bitch, you better be in the
court. You ain't
heard
where I done
been. Sir, they got you so goddamn fast, dog. They got you so fast, but guess what? I don't give a fuck about you, what they say you go. Bitch, you got to go it. You can't talk about it to me. I was raised on that. You used to talk about how fast they were when we had to know.
Hey,
all the time.
Hey,
calling me to go this or that.
Lord,
they called him, hey, where the dog? Put it on.
Listen to me,
and I got to go. They talked about how fast Badger went, and I killed him 3 times. They talked about how fast the baddest tuna in the world went back then, and guess what I did? I killed him. You understand what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? They always talk about how fast somebody can go. I done killed him. Badger. They talked about how fast Juliet could go a couple of weeks ago, and guess what I did to him? I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I get tired of hearing about how fast a motherfucker go. They go that shit by their goddamn self. When they get next to me, they can't go.
Hey, I'm waiting for you to end the mic.
You talk a real lot of shit for a bitch that might not pull up in the gate Thursday. You talk a lot of shit. But see, that's one thing I learned about y'all little motherfucking cowards, ass niggas. Y'all get right there on these motherfucking phones and all the bullshit. And
you ain't talking
them on Big Boy Tyrone, but I tell you what, if you feel like you got access to that car, get that bitch that Thursday, nigga, and show me what the fuck you
do. I tell you what, if you want to guarantee that Thursday, you know what you can do? You can lock me in, yeah. That'll guarantee me
there.
That shit you talking about, guarantee me there.
When I call you tomorrow and try to find out where the fuck you at and lock you in, I don't want to hear no motherfucking moves.
I mean, yeah, dog, I've been trying to lock you in this Thursday, so I'm preaching the same code that I've been preaching.
I quit.
You ain't called me.
I said I was going to get on dog show and put your ass on blast, but just so happens, Stage did it before I could get to
it. You can't put me on blast. You got to race me, dog. All that shit, dog, you got to race me. I done told you what I do. I would lock you in and run you straight off the trailer Thursday. Get up, 8 miles from the street, go straight off the trailer, dog. There it is.
You got me.
Huh?
I mean, there it is. I mean, don't get no simpler than that. When you ready, call me and lock me in. You doing the same. You know, you've been telling everybody you to lock me in.
See, that one thing, but see, that one thing about it, see, y'all said to realize, you know I race. You ain't just not knowing me. I've been doing that shit in the highway.
Sir, if you want me that Thursday, guarantee that I'm going to get up. All you got to do is lock me in, dog. I ain't going to give my money away. You got to win that money now. You don't get to get it. You got to win that money.
I'll be the Mohawk by 2 or 3 o'clock. Run your ass.
Sir, if I be at Mohawk.
Y'all going around in circles right now, Mac. Y'all going in circles. Now, you got to go eat. You're going in circles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to say, I'll be the
Mohawk. I'll be the Mohawk tomorrow at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's all you, if you want to do lock me in, come there and lock me in. That's
well,
all you got to do.
Both of y'all.
All you got to do.
They
you see they
up.
Talking that big boy shit, come and lock you in already. Go to Mohawk. Hey, motherfucker, I tell you what, better yet. Bitch, take your money over to Mohawk and not give it to him. And I'll be over there in the morning and give it to him.
You got to do it. You need to bring your money over there. You want me to meet over there now? I'll go over to Mohawk right now. I'll go to the Mohawk right now.
I just told you I'm in the middle of
call me when you ain't in the middle. Just get one of your homeboys to bring it over there.
What you doing? Trust me with your you can't take it away in the morning?
What?
I'm coming in the morning.
Do what?
You can't trust me with that little bit of change?
Sir, it ain't about trusting Mo with my money. Me and Mo ain't got no problem. If we lock in money, we going to put the money up. We going to put the money up, then we going to lock in some money. We ain't locking in. That ain't how you lock no money in. You bring your money, I bring mine. And we lock it up.
Y'all ain't in the same place right now. How you going to lock money and y'all ain't in the same place right now?
My truck will crank up. We got a little gas in it.
Lock me in. I'll meet you where the fuck you want to meet me in.
Well, I tell you what, then. Turn the solder, then. Turn the solder right now, then.
Lock through the solder tonight so it'll snow.
Well, I ain't in the middle of doing something. But hey, I tell you what, so it's okay for me to come right way up there, but this ain't all right for me to come way down here.
You know about you going, dog, we could have locked in at the track the other night. We both were standing there. I had mine.
But see, hold up. But see, at that time, I had been telling more I was going to get the covenant.
You had to check with somebody to see if you could race. Just say that.
No.
You had to check with somebody to see if you could race. Don't have to check with nobody.
No.
I ain't got to call Mo and ask him, can I race? I don't have to do that. I won't go need calls over there.
I had to call Mo and see if he got time enough to get to my car.
What? That means you got to call and check with him to see if you can race. I don't have to do that. I won't go need calls over there. If that didn't happen tonight, if I see my dad, I'll be there tomorrow. Because I work on these.
I'm going to tell you the difference between you and Mo. That's why you don't go fast and you do these.
Oh, so I'll be dog. Like, once again, I'm going to say it again. I win.
I'm too tall right now, dog. I'll be the more I threat about no later 3 o'clock.
Call me. Just call me. Call me.
Hey, what you going to do about me, Chris?
Let me ask you a question, dog. I built a G-body to run G-body. I ran your Mustang and I beat you. I done ran you twice.
Okay, lock me in for 2 Thursdays from now then. If I don't be there, you win my fuck out,
man. If you said lock me, if you come in there with a 2-carburetor motor, I done told y'all I'm not running no 2-carburetor motor.
I don't have a 2-carburetor motor.
If you got a 2-carburetor motor, I'm not running it. I done told y'all
you
that.
You said I have a 2-carburetor motor.
So you want to lock me in and run me next Thursday, straight off the trailer, you will have a 1-carburetor motor.
Two Thursdays from now. I don't know how many carburetors on.
Well, there you go. If you got 2 carburetors, I ain't going to wait. Fuck, I ain't got no 2-carburetor motor. I got a conventional head ragged ass big block in that car. That's what's in there. Ain't nothing special about it. But that bitch do all that.
I know what it'll do.
They do all that. You seen it. I put it on you.
That's the fact that
I put it on
you don't need to draw nobody else with it.
Why?
Man.
One thing about Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann ain't the fastest, right? But she got a motherfucking silverback gorilla driving her. That's me. That's what I'm saying. She got a silverback gorilla driving her. And she run decent enough that if y'all slip, y'all finna get fucked up.
That's one thing about it, though. When you said, when I get a bit of shit in that black pit,
I got a motherfucker A1 killer driving. So what the fuck you saying?
I'm a silverback gorilla. I don't know what you got. But when he comes next to me, I'm going to kill him. That's what I'm going to do for him.
Man.
Yeah,
really?
Sir. So one thing you can't talk to me about, no driving, no cars, no grudge racing. That. Bitch, when I get in that seat, I'm going to kill me a bitch. That's just what it is.
You say
that. Hey, Willie Willie Dog, Bobo. What did I just say earlier? A grudge racer is a motherfucker. You got the hunger to kill. This motherfucker said kill 100 times in this conversation.
That man said he's a grudge racer right there. That's a silverback gorilla, man.
I'm a silverback gorilla, sir. That's what it is.
Charles Green, baby, roller.
Say what now?
Charles Green, baby, roller.
Hey. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're acting up. Now you're acting up. Hey, but on the real, I will race Thursday. All you got to do is call me. If you want to lock in, call me tomorrow, sir. Because I will race Thursday.
Okay,
well,
Phil, I'm actually going to call. Yeah. Hey, all right, then. Y'all can go in on that. That ain't going nowhere. A little caller, Bobo said he want to thank everybody for the input. He's up in New York driving. He said he up in the mountains. He had to get off the phone. So Bobo is gone though. But we want to appreciate Bobo for being that topic of the night though.
And I say that, Ike, you still on the line?
Ike, what up?
Is Ike still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
And if y'all feel like y'all want to dance with your little silver Mustang, I'll race you with the little small block Malibu.
But you said you
won't
run. You run
G-Body,
get
G-Body. I'll run y'all Mustang, though, with my small block car. Y'all small block car, I'll do that.
But see, if you were to say that,
I'd have
got both
phones
fixed. But see,
we got
to work on that one.
Okay. That's what's up. That's cool. That's cool. Call
tomorrow.
We can't come to some kind of agreement. Call tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I'll get a number from Dog or somebody. Yeah.
My number all over the place, man. That number ain't hard to get there.
All right, Mike. We appreciate you coming on, man.
Okay, Mike, y'all got anything else? Y'all got to put out there tight, man. Y'all got anything else? Good thought? Anybody got anything else?
No, dog. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Hey, well, we ended up with a pretty
decent
old show, I think.
Anybody got anything? Stage. Yeah. What stage? I ain't steal your shit. This shit was going on ever since Thursday, man. Oh, I wasn't there for that. I was getting ahead, clean on. Hey, dog. I bought the Ryan and Anderson on Thursday. Ooh, girl.
Ooh,
hey, dog, we do need to tell everybody they can go back on the website, man, and look and whatever, you know. He had it set one time where you couldn't even go in there and look by mistake, but it's back open up now, so the website.
What was that?
Oh, Grudge Race. You know, at one time you couldn't even get on there and look without registering, so now you can go there and, you know, see what everybody's talking about.
Okay, go ahead on Grudge Race. It's back open. I don't like the way they got the topics going, but it's back open. All you got to do is click on that Grudge Race or UQ ship, whatever it is, and it'll put up the site, though.
I don't know where she get by the low whoop or butt.
All right, if anybody got them, we finna shut this one down, fellas. We appreciate everybody for participating. But if anybody got them, we finna shut this one down if y'all ain't got nothing.
November 2nd, Carolina Dragway, year from now.
All right, November the 2nd. We're going to start working on it already, Mike. We're going to start working on that pretty next week. Jeff will be able to talk about the shit he want to talk about.
All right.
All right, anybody got anything before I close it out? Anybody? Tight man, you out there?
Tight man, I'm
over there.
Okay. Hey, good show.
All right, y'all be good, man.
All right, dog.
All right, take care.